the place for news, views, and entertainment the way you like it. RantEMRadio.com. The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. Thanks for tuning in and listening to The Shining Wizards, proudly available at ShiningWizards.com and on the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, and review us on whatever platform you listen to us on, including iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Audioboom, and so many more. If you shop at Amazon, visit Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as usual, pay the same low prices as always, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy Shining Wizards t-shirts, visit ShiningWizards.com/merch for a link to our Pro Wrestling Tees store and select from dozens of great designs. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Wizards Podcast. If you'd like to check out our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and search The Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards airs live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. East at rantemradio.com or swlive.net. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
Do you know who you are listening to? The Shining Wizard. Hi, this is Paul Orndorff. The one, the only, the best there ever was or ever will be, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff.
I have a small dick.
God damn! Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Monday Night Delight. Get ready to close out the summer with the Shining Wizards from Studio A. Where it's wrestling talk.
Talk about wrestling.
And
welcoming
to Studio A, my boys Kevin and Matt. This is Tony, of course.
Look at that intro.
We're getting mellow, man.
Have you done this before?
It's the end of summer.
Oh,
I'm trying to chill it out, bro.
Chill it out.
I'm sorry. Sitting across from me, as usual, world famous podcaster, host of the Dumb Fellas, Mr. Kevin Joseph Garifo.
Hello, Kevin. That's right.
And of course, to my right, the tub of shit who can't fucking balance cheese without dropping it on his ankles, Shining Wizards Matt.
Wow.
Thanks. Glad to see that you muted my soundboard again.
Old fucking purple leg.
Balance cheese. That's the name of the episode.
Episode 385.
Dummy.
Yeah, thanks.
And so, by the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good
idea.
Is this
how we're starting the
Have
fucking
a point.
Show?
No, I accidentally hit the button next to it.
Boo!
All right,
now, here we go.
This is not how we're starting the show.
Yeah, it is.
This is the podcast where we don't talk and it's just sound bites and
yes.
drops.
There it is. Stop that, Matt.
I didn't do that. Was you?
He's fat.
All right, that was me. Ah, boys. Well, how are you guys? It's great to be back in the U.S. of A.
Yeah,
that's right. We're U.S. of before.
Terrible. Funny but terrible. Holy shit.
Get there. You're looking for something.
I can't even reach the soundboard. I kind of want to, but I don't. Holy shit.
Coming off a huge weekend.
Yes.
In the world of professional wrestling. And, yes. Of course, Tony T got to and fro Spain safely.
Tony T? Did he say Tony T?
Tony T?
Oh, boy. We are off to a fiery start here in Studio.
Studio A. Yeah, you fat fuck.
That seems
already
much.
With the shaming, Tony.
Oh, we're gonna get into shaming.
Listen, you open the door.
Wait until we talk about SummerSlam. Oh, boy, you want to talk about shaming.
Talk about the pay-per-view? I thought it was shameful.
No, well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
I guess we might as well start with SummerSlam.
Oh, you don't want to have a little this and that? Like, how you guys been?
No. Well,
Tony, how was your trip to España?
My trip was awesome. I had my fourth annual show with the one and only Baza Smith. It was good times. We covered a lot of fucking interesting topics. You know, it wasn't the great show that you had last week with all three of your guests, but...
Hey, listen... I stepped up to the plate.
No, I'm not
and made
your
up
guests.
For all three of them.
Of course you did.
Fucking.
There's no doubt in my mind that when Matt and Kevin are in Studio B, the magic.
B!
If you listened to last week's episode.
I didn't yet.
No, we've already covered this.
Well, now you know that I listen to every episode. You know I'm on that shit. I'm probably the
What's
only guy on
like?
The show. It's fucking awesome. Sometimes it's tedious. I'll have to grant you that, but. I like hearing what my boys are talking about when I'm not around as well.
Can you
as
please stop referring to us as your fucking boys?
Yeah, right. Who the fuck do you
always say my?
No, but you just sound like a fucking, like some douchebag hipster. Where's your man bun there, fucking?
Yeah, where's your man bun there?
Is my name
Silence?
Fucking Nosferatu with that fucking widow's peak. Jesus Christ.
Fuck your hand, you fucking jack off.
Yeah.
Don't shake the dick hand.
Don't shake the dick hand.
Don't be ball brothers.
All right.
Are we done fucking
no,
catching?
No, we're
we
not
just
done.
Spent an hour. We've been here for an hour.
Pre-show.
Yes. None of this is important. This doesn't need to be discussed about on the air.
You're just jealous because you didn't have to talk about it, and I did.
No.
Yes.
I want to talk about the weekend in professional wrestling.
That's a sport.
On this wrestling podcast that we do.
Well, then let's go, sir.
All right, unless you want to phone somebody that used to be a part of this show and do a fucking podcast about Roseanne, then I suggest you shut the fuck up.
Did that really happen? Is that a thing?
What?
I don't know. Justin Credible's got his own show now. I'm figuring, fuck it, everybody's got a show. Kevin's got a show. Justin Credible's got a... Fuck, everybody's got a show. You get a show. Okay. Everybody gets a show.
This is the Turnbuckle Throwbacks in Studio A. He's prepared and he's not all... He drank half a Smirnoff Ice.
No, it's not a Turnbuckle Throwbacks because there's no fucking pizza. There's...
screens aren't on.
The screens
Nothing's
aren't
on.
On.
Nothing's happening.
There's no Christmas presents.
Oh, there's presents.
Well, there were presents, all right.
It's my
Kevin's
presence.
Missing. What are you missing? Akeem, Bossman,
and
Hogan.
Hulk Hogan
for series one of the Hasbros.
And I think Demolition were not in this series as well. I think it's just Akeem, Bossman, and Hogan that I'm missing.
This
are
is Kevin's
sure?
new pastime when he's in Studio A. He cracks out the fucking old wrestling figures.
I am addicted to action figures.
I can
tell. It's insane.
Are they protectors of the orange beer koozie thing?
That's right. Bud Light Orange!
Let's see.
That's what I'm drinking today.
Easy on the sponsorships. Remember what Twisted Tea sent us?
They sent us keychains that are worth millions.
They sent us a keychain, didn't they?
I don't know.
Well, you're the one that fucking got it in the mail. I didn't get it.
And a koozie, probably.
Yeah, and a koozie.
Let's see. Series 1 Hasbros.
Oh, here we go. Hasbros.
Hasbro.
They may be in Series 1 tag team.
Akeem.
Oh, I know.
Andre.
Ooh, Andre. Dusty.
Bossman with the sunglasses.
Ooh.
Beefcake with the pink trunks.
There he is.
Beefcake.
Axe and Smash.
Oh.
Hulk with the Hulk Rules shirt.
Yes.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Wait, I didn't have a Hulk in there? I thought I had a
you
Hulk.
You do have a Hulk, but it's not Gorilla Press Hulk.
It's Smash. It's Fisty Hulk.
Yes. This no, one. That this is Smash. Smash was in Demolition.
No, Fisty Hulk.
I know. Fisty Hulk was like that.
But Fisty Hulk was
Fisty Hulk was
one, wasn't he?
No, Fisty Hulk was probably the last, other than Tights Hulk.
Like, Macho Man with the orange trunks and the white stars.
There he is.
Rick Rude.
That's why they had a lot of figures.
DiBiase in the black suit.
Go figure. Yeah.
And Warrior in the green trunks. That was series one.
Yeah.
Series two is where you got Dusty.
Dusty.
If you will.
Let me see if I can guess.
Okay.
Dusty. That's it.
That's all you're guessing, really?
No.
Dusty took up a lot of packaging. Let's see. It was a special figure, Daddy.
Another Hulk.
Okay, do you know which Hulk?
Hulk that armed like this and like ones like that. Not like Bushwhacker.
Bushwhacker Hogan.
But it's like, it's not this.
Whoa, right. Brother!
He has one arm and like this. Like you lift up the arm and it smashes down.
This is described as portrait shirt Hogan.
Yes.
Portrait shirt? He had a picture of himself on
Macho,
his shirt.
And I'm sure Macho Man was in there.
With
the purple trunks.
King Tights.
Honky Tonk Man?
Yes.
I thought I had the Macho Man crown. Did the crown come with one of the figures?
Yes, series two.
Yeah.
Macho Man Tights. Honky. It can't be Martel.
Gonna beat the Macho Man. Do you remember when Doink the Clown cut that promo on the Macho Man?
There's a couple of repeats from Series 1.
Oh, New Warrior? Gorilla Press Warrior? White Pants Brutus?
No.
All right, go ahead.
DiBiase in the green suit.
Oh, I have that.
Roddy Piper.
Oh.
Snuka.
Snuka's the worst figure ever.
Duggan, no
comes
shirt,
with,
dark
comes
hair.
With piss-covered hands.
Oh, yeah, Duggan, wow. Duggan, that was a good Duggan.
Yes, then, this is much better than talking about Spain.
It is. No one gives a shit about Spain.
No one gives a shit about us breathing into the microphones thinking of people in Series 2.
I mean, it's a toss-up, to be honest with you. Yes. It's a coin flip.
I take action figures over Spain any day.
I will talk about action figures till I die.
All right, we'll keep talking.
Just so you know.
And I'll kill myself.
Please, do us all a favor.
That's right. I get the soundboard.
It's not as exciting, because once you get lost in conversation, you just forget it's there. And then, you know, everyone's pointing at each other to hit the buttons on the soundboard.
No, it's usually Kevin pointing at me and getting aggravated when I don't press it.
I feel like after
3 nanoseconds of him pointing at me.
After like 6 years, I feel like we should be like simpatico. And what I want you, like, you should know when I'm like, oh, this guy knows what I'm thinking. Like, I feel like I'm sending you telepathic messages.
No, I know what you're
thinking. And you're just not getting.
But our telekinesis is not overpowering.
I'm not moving your thoughts. I'm just sending mine to yours.
Okay, so our mind meld is not powerful enough to get me off my laziness.
Sorry, just make it off putting words where they don't belong.
To press the button.
Telekinesis. What's wrong with you?
Like, we talk about shitty NXT.
That's what you. I want to start with SummerSlam.
I'll start with SummerSlam. All right,
fine. I didn't watch NXT, so I will be completely clueless.
There we go.
Fuck off, dude. I have something called a life, and you know I watched SummerSlam though.
Oh. So you have a life.
Yes.
And we do a wrestling podcast.
But I watched SummerSlam.
You can't even commit to.
Who was the second man in the 1993 Royal Rumble?
Oh, fuck. Smash?
93.
Ted DeBase. Virgil.
Go.
Hakim.
Nope. All wrong.
Oh, Davey Boy.
Nope.
No?
No, that was 92.
Ah, fuck.
No, 92 he was number one.
And 95, he was number two, right?
Yes.
Wait,
no, he was number one. So it was him and Sean that started, right?
No, but Sean Sean was number one and won it.
Bulldog was two. Yeah.
93 was Yoko.
Yes.
So who started that one? Was it Well Done?
All right. Yes, it was both of them.
Well, it was one of them.
The number two entrant in the
boys. I thought this was a layup.
Royal Rumble.
Fuck. Marty Jannetty.
No.
Bret?
Nope. Bret Hart was the champ.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't Macho. Who else was in that match? Was it Earthquake?
Repo Man.
No, close, but no.
Fuck.
But I mean, not close in terms of...
Who's close to Repo Man?
No, he was close
in... Crush.
No,
Crush.
He was close in where he guessed Repo Man's spot. Not that the guy's close to Repo Man. Repo Man entered early.
Tito, maybe?
What do you? I don't have the card. I don't
Tito?
Know the answer.
Snuka.
Nah, well, I'm just Bob Backlund.
Yes. And he went for like 50-something minutes, right?
Yeah.
He was in there for a long
time. He was the last three with Savage and Yoko.
Who was number one?
Flair.
Flair was number one in 93?
Yep.
Fuck. That's great storytelling, actually.
Just like when in 89, Million Dollar Man bought number 30.
Wait a minute.
30.
Wait, Flair was still around in January 93?
Yeah, yes, and then he lost that match on Raw.
They actually talked about that match on the pay-per-view where it was a loser leaves town match with Perfect on Raw.
See, that's how fucked up it is because I thought... But he lost to Bret when? Back in October?
October of 92.
And he stood around till January.
Yes.
Till probably February.
That's
probably later.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, it makes sense, but that's just crazy to think about that. He was still there up to that point.
Exactly. And it was, I just remember this call like it was yesterday. It was like, what are the odds that the first two entrants are former World Wrestling Federation champions? And then Bobby Heaton's like, and they're both wearing red! Because they both had red, they both had red trunks on. So it was, it was pretty cool. Just a random little tidbit because I had the trivia cards in my hand, and that's probably going to be a running theme for the night. So I'm just gonna look at them and ask you guys questions.
That's actually a good idea. I like that.
Yeah, and Backlund lasted an hour and 1 minute and 10 seconds.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you remember the end of that Royal Rumble? Macho Man, everyone was like, why is he going for the... Because he actually, the elbow, went for a pin, and Yoko pushed him over the top rope.
Now, he should have played that out a little more slickly, where once he he landed the elbow, he could have easily sprang himself up, like the impact bounced him, and he just wound up landing on Yokozuna because he was fatigued. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think the story they were trying to tell is that he's an idiot, and that and that he forgot that you couldn't pin in a Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but that just made him look like a fucking complete fool.
An idiot. Like
yeah.
Okay, what's worse, that elbow that he drops and Yoko throws him out, or the tag match at Clash of the Champions where Brutus puts Hogan to sleep and Savage hits the elbow drop on Hogan to revive Hogan?
Yeah, I still hate that. I still think that was a big fucking mistake booking that.
Has that ever come up on the show before?
Yeah, we
on
talked
this
about
show?
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Has it?
Yeah, we talked about it. I'm pretty sure we did.
Because I forgot that existed until right now.
No, that...
I forgot that was a moment.
That pissed me the fuck off. That, like, Hulkamania at that point was really in a shitty fucking way, but when that happened... Oof. Now, was that before or after Hogan kicked out of Vader's powerbomb?
This was... Savage and Hogan versus Flair and...
No, it was Butcher and...
It was Butcher
Kevin
and Sullivan,
Sullivan,
wasn't it? Yeah.
It was against Savage and Hogan?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, let me timeline this. Was that before Hogan main evented the pay-per-view with Zodiac or after?
No, that was after. That was after Starrcade 95.
Okay, so it was after that. But was this before Hogan had his feud with Vader, or is this after that
after.
As well?
After, because Vader was in
Vader was gone, I think.
So
no.
He fucking...
Oh, no, he wasn't gone, because they teased Vader. Because Vader was still there when the Dungeon of Doom formed. Because they teased Vader as part of that War Games team. And then before Luger came in and took
the
spot.
Because there was so much bad shit. It was Hogan and Savage defeating everybody in that fucking awful cage thing.
Then Z Gangsta?
Yeah. Then it was Hogan against Beefcake. Then it was Hogan kicking out with that shit. It was Hogan standing up after Vader gives him the fucking powerbomb.
Do you remember?
There was so much bad with Hulkamania during that run. That's what pissed me off the most, though.
Do you remember, do you remember what they called, not Zeus, but the other guy? And then they had to change
his
name.
Yeah, it was the Final Solution.
And they had to change his name because that's what they called the Holocaust.
Well, you know, 6 million people killed. Yeah. That's fucking, you know.
You're right, though. It was such a wacky, weird, awesome, fun time.
No, it wasn't fun.
Loved it.
I was really starting to hate Hulk Hogan at that point. Nobody was more excited than me that he was returning, that he was facing Flair. I think they should have held that out a little bit, but I was happy for
him.
Did
you listen to the explanation from Bischoff as to why they didn't on his podcast?
I did, but I don't remember.
It was basically just strike while the iron's hot. You don't know.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. And it makes total sense.
And they brought in Mr. T and Shaq and
Foreman.
George Foreman.
Starrcade 94 was the...
The kick out of the powerbomb.
No, the kick out of the powerbomb.
Oh, and on top of that, he had the fucking strap match with Vader, and he beat Ric Flair in the strap match.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was terrible Hulkamania booking, dude. It was the drizzling variety of the shits, as we say.
Love it.
Terrible.
I'm sure.
Terrible.
That's what we should do. We should do a watch along of WCW with CPA, because he would get a CPA, because he'll get a kick out of that while you're sitting there shitting on it.
Fucking terrible. Absolutely terrible. I didn't want to hate fucking WCW. I didn't want to hate Hogan at that point, that was bad, dude.
But I'm trying to. I was young. I was a kid. 94, 95. I was
in college.
What, 11, 12, right?
I was in college.
So you're probably looking at it through different lenses than I was.
But I was a huge Hogan fan, dude. Like, I was so excited Hogan was back in wrestling.
It was just, to me, it made, and I watched WCW when I caught it, but I wasn't, like, I watched it. I was tuned in every week. Not because of Hogan, per se, but because the stuff they were doing just seemed more animated, and it seemed more, like, entertainment style, as opposed to, like, you know, Dusty Rhodes versus Ricky Steamboat, and which, or whatever, Ric Flair versus, which I still liked at the time. I like more now. Yeah. As an adult, I appreciate it a lot more than I did as a kid. But as a kid, putting yourself in it, you loved fucking Hulk Hogan going to the Dungeon of Doom and
even like losing to fucking what's his name, the Giant, and like, oh, he got disqualified and nobody knew that the title changed hands, and then they had World War III, which was cool, but it was like what the fuck were they doing?
Well, the one where Where Savage won?
Yeah.
Hogan didn't get eliminated?
Yeah, because Hogan was pulled under the ropes. Fighting.
Yeah, I'm like, this is fucking great. Hogan's like he's really being a dick at this point. Like, it was awesome. Like, I thought that was cool shit. But then everything else, dude, it was like, it really was bad. It was bad.
Loved it.
That's why I was fucking happy when they turned him heel. I was like, all right, finally, this is something fucking good. He's being a dick all this time anyway. Might as well fucking have a payoff and make him a bad guy. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I couldn't fucking stand that shit. It was overbooked nonsense.
It's great.
Kevin just fucking loved it, dude.
I'll go back and I'll watch it, and I'll remember watching it when I was a kid, and I'll look at it the exact same way.
Fucking terrible. Fucking terrible.
It's amazing.
Terrible.
The Avalanche.
Absolutely fucking.
The Three Faces of Fear.
The Shark. The Yeti.
Poor John Tenta.
Ugh. Yeah, he's dead. That sucks.
Very matter-of-factly.
But... But dude, that was funny because they called Sullivan, Avalanche, and Beefcake the Faces of Fear, and then they recycled that name and gave it to Ming and Barbarian. But you didn't know that.
Then again, like, you look at the history of WCW where it came up with gimmicks, their fucking names were just awful. Like, fucking, they would just throw a mask on a guy and, like, fucking, like, oh, look, it's like
Arachnaman?
Super, yeah, like Arachnaman or, like, the Super Destroyer or fucking.
Dude, they brought in.
Didn't they bring in Billy Jack Haynes and make him Black Bart or some shit like that?
Yes.
No,
like,
Black Bart.
What the fuck, really?
No, Black Bart
Hercules
was a
Super Invader.
Black Bart's a different guy.
No, they who did Billy Jack Haynes they brought in under a mask.
Yeah,
they put fucking Doom under a mask originally.
And they put Warlord and Barbarian under.
He's terrible, dude.
A mask. He was Billy Jack Haynes was Black Blood.
Black Blood. Really? What was with No, seriously, dude, the gimmicks were terrible. The names and everything.
I think they and the one that stands out, like I said, was when they brought Warlord and Barbarian in. As they were off the hottest run with Demolition as Powers of Pain.
I don't know if it was that hot.
It was pretty good run.
It was a good run. I wouldn't say it was hot.
And actually, this I may actually be skipping a lot of years in my timeline of when they
Demolition too big for britches
went to WCW. But I think they were the Super Assassins or the something.
But that's what I mean. Like, they would make up these, and like.
You have fucking the Warlord and the Barbarian, but the Barbarian who has wrestled for your company as the Barbarian. And
the Warlord wrestled for them too, dude. Warlord and Barbarian were big in NWA in the Jim Crockett days.
This may have been, I may be skipping a few years. This might be Nitro era.
Yeah, but still, dude.
What are you looking for here?
Warlord and Barbarian.
The Super Assassins were late 95.
Yeah, okay.
And they debuted November 27th on an episode of Prime, the win over the American Males.
Oh, great.
And then Warlord was out in early 96. So they weren't around for long.
But Barbarian was, obviously.
Yes, and then Barbarian was part of the Dungeon of Doom and the Faces of Fear.
But were they afraid the Powers of Pain weren't going to fucking get a reaction? Like, I don't understand that.
I don't get that either.
I just don't get, like, half of the gimmicks that they came up with in WCW. Like,
hey, listen, JL was a winner.
That's what I mean, dude. Look, Mr. JL, come on,
dude,
man.
You got to play devil's advocate, though. The WWF wasn't pumping out awesome gimmicks either. We had a garbage man. We had a plumber.
Yeah, but the difference is they didn't come from WCW to become that.
Like, Barry Windham was the Widowmaker
fair.
And
that's,
the Stalker.
Widowmaker was a good. I love the
Widowmaker.
Widowmaker
was awesome, and I will never understand why he.
Like, what happened? He was supposed to...
I'll tell you what happened. He was a tub of shit, and his fucking father and his brother were going to prison for fucking counterfeiting money.
That's right.
Happened.
We talked about this. That's right.
That's what happened.
But, like...
If Tracy Smothers was Freddie Joe Floyd, and he was part of the Young Pistols...
Yeah, but... I mean, I'm not comparing... There's no way I'm comparing... it's different, because it's two different worlds.
Wait,
comparing Tracy Smothers and the... To me, the Powers of Pain are, like, heads and shoulders above Tracy Smothers. Like, not in terms of maybe a work rate or anything like that, but in terms of name value to me.
There's got to be a list of bad WCW.
Well, Mark Merrow came in.
But that worked for him.
It did. I agree.
The Wild Man.
No, but you know why? Because they couldn't bring in Johnny B. Badd because WCW owned the rights to that.
But, like, when you mentioned how shitty the gimmicks were, I agree. They were shitty.
Yes.
Like, the Yeti. But like... They didn't like really waste anybody. When you put the Warlord and Barbarian under a mask, to me that's just like wasting them.
They weren't any good though. Even as the Powers of Pain, they weren't good.
Oh, they were good.
Black Blood.
I don't think they were at all.
Big Josh,
Matt Bourne.
No, but this the Ding Dongs, the fucking yeah, dude.
Yeah, but who are the Ding Dongs?
I don't know.
They weren't anybody.
No, but that's the bad kind of gimmicks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think we're having two completely different conversations. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We're really not. We're really not.
But you started with Matt Bourne, which I get.
Arachnoman.
Because he's looking up a list of bad gimmicks.
Oh. What about when they brought in Art Barr and they made him fucking Beetlejuice?
All right.
Come on, dude.
No, I get it, but now I'm convinced that we're having two different conversations.
Well, we kind of are. Hey, I liked Mike Awesome as the fat chick thriller.
I
want to
do a whole episode on Mike Awesome.
He was awesome.
I want to do a whole episode on Mike Awesome and Hayabusa.
Yeah, these are not the kind of gimmicks that I'm talking about here.
Oh, guys, I want to let you know. I just became the Virtual Pro Wrestling 2 Triple Crown Champion again. So I'll let you know that. I did that.
Great. I think one of the two people in this room with you, if not both, would beat your ass.
Would beat both of you right now.
We could do this.
I have no doubt in my mind that I'll beat either one of you.
You know what?
Do you have Virtual Pro?
Of course I do.
You have two? Do you have the second one?
Yes. That's the only one that matters.
We don't have to leave at 9 o'clock, do we?
Take your pick. I'll beat either one of you.
If I knew, you know what? My kid's got the recording device, but
Let's hype it up. Let's make an event out of it.
As a matter of fact, he's got Mixer. I could do Mixer, and we could plug the soundboard in, and we could probably stream No Mercy on that.
I don't want to play
No Mercy. Versus, I meant N64.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you know what? I could probably do it, because I have an adapter that'll change the AV signal to an HDMI signal. I think this has got legs. We might be able to do this.
Oh, yeah.
When's the next time we're in A?
I don't know, but maybe we could do a bonus episode.
I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Because I will whip the shit out of either one of you.
He hasn't faced Johnny Scumbani and fucking...
Oh, wait. Right. You guys have made-up characters where you give yourselves all the fucking power moves and pinning moves?
No, relax. No, hold on. Relax over there.
Because he's
referencing No Mercy, which is the most frustrating game to play. Because
that's my music. That's my stable's music. That's my guy's music.
Because he plays
Red Alert.
No Mercy with his made-up characters that have all the power moves. It's bullshit.
All of them have a pin. Every move is a pin combination.
Wait. You don't think FFB could do a 360 Frankensteiner off the top rope?
I hate
into a pinning combination.
I hate it.
Want to hear? Like me and my backstory. I told this before. Me and my two buddies. One lives in Japan. Lives in Japan. Comes in maybe once a year. We play. We each have our own stables. Each have six guys, and we do like an elimination match, and the winner walks out with the belt. We actually have the old fucking plastic WWF belts that we keep. And my stable consists of, it's a dominant stable. Actually, it's probably not the best. But Liger, Hayabusa, that's what triggered it, Hayabusa. Johnny Smith, Bart Gunn, Jun Nakayama,
Lama Namanumi,
and Keiji Kanemoto. My guys, so I'll beat you with any one of them. Hayabusa and Akiyama are my two guys. Who's your guy? Who's your go-to guy?
I have not played Virtual Pro.
Did you have a go-to?
I have no idea, dude.
Tony?
I don't remember.
You guys are stupid.
But, dude, there were guys.
Oh, yeah, we're stupid because we don't remember. Thanks, Kevin.
There was actually an argument on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks page about the best wrestling video game of all time.
Oh, I got in on that.
Somebody was actually trying to convince us.
That WCW versus NWO was the best game?
Yeah, like World Tour. No, Revenge?
No, World Tour.
World Tour was the best game.
Not true.
I thought they meant Revenge.
They may have meant Revenge, but they said World Tour. I brought up Revenge.
I think Revenge was a better game than World Tour to begin with.
No, yes, agreed. And that's when I chimed in on the thread when they said that WCW World Tour was the best game. I said, dude, that's not even the best WCW game.
Yes.
Like, it's not even...
Backstage Assault fucking ruled the roost.
Revenge was... Granted, WCW versus NWO, the world was very innovative, and I think it was the first IGN THQ model for the video game, for the wrestling game. I think it was. So in that respect, it was very instrumental. But then immediately after... Revenge, Virtual Pro 2, No Mercy, WrestleMania 2000 are leaps and bounds
above
them. I'm
liking this because my kid even has a recorder, so we could do it live and then record it and put it on YouTube ourselves.
Remember when we went to the first WrestleCon? We went and we played that. We had that shit set up.
That Nintendo is back, by the way. See that box there? That's the Nintendo I had brought overseas with me. It sat there for 3 years. We stopped using it, so I brought it home.
N64?
N64. Green, Donkey Kong Jungle version.
Ooh, look at you.
With five controllers in case one broke. And I do have a copy of No Mercy in there, a second copy.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
And I have my Virtual Pro Wrestling too. And my Nintendo 64s are both modded, so you don't need the adapter.
We had to use the adapter.
You had to use the adapter, or you could use a Game Genie or a Game Shark, whatever it's called.
But we tried to play twice, and both times, like, you know, you get excited, you yank the controller, it completely froze the game, like, twice. And then, so we had to, like, sit, like, on top of the N64, basically, to prevent any slack.
I'd like to wager a guess. Kevin and his friends are animals, and they probably, like, fucking scream bloody murder when they play. Unlike what my son does playing Fortnite just above our heads.
I would love to dogpile on Kevin, but I've played video games with you and a few select of our friends, and it is not like tea time. There's a lot of screaming. There's a lot of motherfucking.
We set ground rules when we play.
Oh, there's no such
thing
as that.
Yeah, there's nothing.
No, there's no cherry picking.
You know what
no
I didn't like?
No extra taunting. Do you taunt? Do you have a taunt level?
You know what I liked and didn't like about Virtual Pro Wrestling? Like, once you were eliminated, you can do dives back into the ring to hit people.
Yes, and break up pins. And that's what my scumbag friends do.
See, that was the one thing I hated about Virtual Pro Wrestling too, because once you were out of No Mercy, you were out.
Yeah.
You know?
But the only thing that sucked is that, not sucked, but Virtual Pro, if you played in the Tokyo Dome, had the stage, so you could still go up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And fight.
Who was it? Somebody, the professor used to use somebody.
Professor is known as the cherry picker.
We call them scavengers.
But he would know, because he would use the guys.
Matt, you want another drink?
He would hit a submission, and that's it. Match is over. Like, if you didn't get out in 2 seconds, you tapped. You were done. I hated that shit. But you know what? My version of Virtual Pro 2, like, you know, friends of ours, like, changed the entire thing to make the roster. I don't have all that on mine.
Okay.
Like, mine is pretty much out the box. Maybe I changed two or three of when I knew what I was doing, but it's pretty much the original game. I'm good, brother. Thank you.
Did you, speaking of video games, I just ordered Fire Pro Wrestling for PS4.
Okay, that's the diagonal perspective one.
Yes, and that's because they're releasing it next week.
Let me ask you a question.
The New Japan roster.
Okay, yes. You know what, talk about that. I don't know if we talked about that, have we?
No, I don't think we have.
Because I remember reading about that or hearing about that from somebody else. Maybe it was the CU podcast.
Steve Mack.
I know Steve's very excited about it, and Louis is excited about it too. Because they announced it at the beginning of the summer.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I remember seeing that on New Japan.
Yeah, and I think it's. I bought it off of Amazon. I pre-ordered it, so next Tuesday it should be at the apartment.
Oh.
And it's got, you know, you can create your wrestler, create your stable, but it's got the whole New Japan Pro Wrestling rooster.
Did you? When you had Tony, is your virtual pro, did you Americanize the names?
No, we just talked about that. No, unfortunately, maybe I did one or two, but no.
All right.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm looking something up.
There's something
I wanted to ask you guys about. Okay, is this it? One of Japan's most famous games? Super Fire Pro Wrestling. That's what it was. Are you guys familiar with this game?
I mean, I'm familiar with the Fire Pro brand.
Okay. So apparently in this game, let me see. It's one of Japan's most... Here, blah, 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 blah. Super Fire Pro Wrestling Special on the Super Famicom. This was 1994. Apparently this whole, like, storyline behind the character was, like, all this tragedy where he loses, his coach gets murdered, one of his friends dies in the ring, and, like, it was during a match with you, so, like, you killed your friend. And, like, all this shit goes on, right? Eventually,
the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, no, it's the storyline of this wrestling game. And eventually you get all the way to the end of the game. You win the world championship. Everybody's cheering for you. Yet you start to have self-doubts about yourself. And the game ends where you go home to your fucking house and you shoot yourself. This is the fucking storyline of a video game from Japan.
It's Japanese for some sick fuck.
It's fucking insane, dude. I only found out about this, like, maybe a month ago.
That is pretty dark.
Yes, if you want to read about it, yeah, like I said, the game is Super Fire Pro Wrestling Special, and there's videos of, like, the ending and stuff. Like, it's all written in Japanese, but it's fucking creepy because the dude just goes home and you just hear a gunshot. It's fucking wild.
That's terrible.
And this is 1994, dude. An innocuous game on Super Famicom.
Jesus.
Yep, it is what
wild.
It is.
So wild.
Yes.
So your pants.
What?
1988 Survivor Series team had Savage, Hogan, Hercules, Coco Beware, and...
Hercules, Coco Beware.
Survivor Series 1988. Mega Powers, Hercules, Coco, and...
Wasn't Beefcake. Beefcake was in with the IC match.
No, was not the Beefer.
No, I'm saying it wasn't.
I know. I'm trying to reinforcing.
It wasn't. No, it couldn't have been Tito. I don't think it was Tito.
1988.
Maybe it was Tito.
No, I would have told you if it was Tito.
Fuck.
88.
Steamboat?
Nah, crazy stupid man.
What, are you looking it up?
Who?
Jim Neidhart.
I mean, yeah, I guess this is a direct question. Yeah. R.I.P. Jim Neidhart.
Fuck.
88.
Hogan. I know. But it wasn't Warrior.
No, it wasn't Warrior.
Ken Patera?
No. That was 87. That was 87.
Yeah.
Bigelow.
No, that was 87
good call.
Also.
That was 87 too. Ah, oh, shit.
Oh.
You got it?
You got it? Who was it?
I looked it up.
Who was it?
Hillbilly Jim.
Don't go missing with a country boy.
Fuck, he was
country
still around
boy,
in 88?
Country, he was around yeah. in 90. He was wrestling Earthquake and shit.
Yeah, but he peaked at 87 at WrestleMania 3.
Yeah, and then he became like the jobber guy.
It was a Survivor Series team, man.
Oh, fuck.
Listen, if Mike Knox could be on a Survivor
Series team, Hillbilly Jim could... Think about that. Hillbilly Jim teamed up with the Mega Powers. That's insane.
So did Coco Beware, which is
even
worse.
Coco, I can expect. He's a Hall of Famer. Well, Hillbilly Jim is a Hall of Famer, too. Isn't Hillbilly a Hall of Famer?
Yes, he is.
He just went in like 2 years ago. Last year, 2 years ago.
Fuck. And Hercules, fresh off his attempted sale of by DiBiase.
Because he's a man. He's not a slave.
Or by Bobby Heenan.
Bobby, what are you saying, Bobby?
So Survivor Series, next big pay-per-view coming up. But this past weekend...
Oh!
No. The next big pay-per-view is the fucking undefeated women's pay-per-view.
Okay, fair enough. Evolution?
Yes.
Did you hear that
actually, the Super Showdown would be the big one.
They announced Bliss and Trish Stratus for that show.
Yes.
Not the Super Showdown, the women's.
And did you notice they announced Bliss even before she lost, just as Bliss versus Stratus?
Yes.
They didn't say women's champion Bliss. Fucking idiots.
I don't know what's going on. What are you talking about?
He's mentioning the fact that maybe it was a bit of a spoiler that Alexa
Bliss wasn't
mentioned as the women's world champion.
They put the picture of her with the belt, but she was not mentioned as the Raw Women's Champion.
Well, maybe because they were waiting
to see. It was before the match.
Maybe card subject to change, Dick.
Ah, fuck that. It wasn't card subject to change. She's still in the match, Dicko.
Yeah, but she's not the champion, so it's not a championship match.
Oh, my God, you fucking weirdo.
That's my nuts on the microphone.
So, the biggest party of the summer.
Yes.
One of my favorite pay-per-views.
Woohoo!
Not this one in particular, but just SummerSlam in general.
Suck the dick.
Was last night.
Yeah.
So, you're clearly disappointed in SummerSlam.
I was disappointed in lots of SummerSlam. Not all of SummerSlam, but lots of SummerSlam.
I think I'm with Tony.
Lots of SummerSlam.
All right. If you were... You're going to give it a grade.
Oh, fuck me. Can I wait till the end to give it a grade?
End of what?
The end of the discussion about the show?
No, I would like you to give it a grade now.
And then, and then show your work.
Yes, because I put a poll up on our Twitter, at Wizards Podcast.
Put a poll in your hiney.
To see what our fans thought. Right. And we had a bunch of votes, and they gave it a B. 43% gave it a B. 17% gave it an A. 17% gave it a C. 23% gave it a D.
So it's about a C.
It's about a C, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
What do you give it, though?
I gave it a C. Kevin, over here. Right. Me. KJG!
A C? Mm.
C to B minus.
CD's nuts. You know what? I'll if I decide to revise it, I will. I'll go with a C at this point. I may lean C plus, C minus, depending on how I think about things as we're going through them.
Okay, what...
No, let's go through it.
Yes.
I don't want to do like what did I like, what I didn't like. Let's just go through it.
Did you watch all
18
six
matches.
Hours of it?
I watched all the matches. I didn't watch all 6 hours of it.
As I showed you earlier, good old cheese foot over here. I was in a considerable amount of pain all weekend, so I had my ankle up, and I was just happened to be home when the pre-show started, so I did watch.
I'm sorry.
I did watch all of the pre-show.
Well,
all of the regular show.
Doesn't work for a regular
show. No, just pre-show?
Well. It's that one syllable in pre.
Okay, fair enough. Biggest show of the summer.
Well. Well, you did say big show.
Major.
And big show.
Well.
Not on the show.
Yes.
Major.
Oh, wait, fuck.
Ding.
Sorry.
It's not even like you have fat fingers. Like, you really don't.
You're fat.
Your fingers are very proportioned to your hand, yeah, so you don't have like.
Kind of weird that I did that.
You don't have like hot dog fingers like weird someone else on the network.
I wish.
so it's not like that's the reason why you're just mashing all these buttons.
Fuck it.
It might be because you're like old.
I am old, dude.
So the pre-show.
Well.
2 hours long.
Yes.
Way.
Oh, that's a big complaint I have about a lot of the show. Let's keep going.
Long show.
Way.
What the fuck? I
way
can't,
long.
I've had enough. I can't do it anymore, Kev. I have to bail.
On my line?
You bail? So the first match, B-Team Revival.
That was the first one? No, the first one was Rusev and...
oh, God, I forgot
And
about
Lana
that.
And fucking Octavio Cortez and her boyfriend Al Mulata over there.
All right.
Al Mulata.
What
the
fuck did you just say? Yes, you're right. I kind of forgot about that. Rusev and Lana
And
against...
you should have, because it was the Drizzles.
Yeah, that's why it was on the pre-show.
Fucking. Sorry, I can't. Now I pissed Kevin off. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. Shame on me.
Yeah, nothing to write home about.
I'll sit back so I'm not tempted.
No, I like it.
No, but I ruined you. I didn't mean to ruin you. I don't want you to think that I'm playing favorites with Matt over here.
No, it's fine. I don't care as long as it gets played.
Yeah, you kind of cared. You got
no.
Little...
That was a reaction. If we were a visual medium, it would have been funnier, but we're not. So,
oof. All right. Yeah, that match sucked. A big fat one.
Yeah, not the best.
I don't like this Almas guy. I don't like that he got a lot of offense on Rusev.
You don't like Almas?
No,
he's gonna be a big star.
Don't really. I don't.
Did
see
you
it.
Like his NXT stuff?
I don't know it.
Are you fucking serious?
I don't know it.
I know what
I saw from yesterday's show, and I didn't like it.
All right, well, go out of your way to watch him and Gargano from NXT Philadelphia.
Well, Gargano can make anybody look like a fucking million bucks.
Man. The guy's a great wrestler.
All right, fine. He wasn't yesterday.
Was. I mean, I didn't watch the pre-show, so I don't know.
Oh, well, fuck.
Well.
I have to move this closer. Are we really running with this gimmick?
Yes, we are. Right, you started it, so.
All right, well, then keep it going. Usually when I start things, you guys poo-poo it, and I feel terrible. Yeah,
we're rocking
it. Hey, every now and then, you do all right, kid.
I try my best. I'm no dumb fella, but, you know, I'm stupid fella.
That's not true.
So they did this during each match during the pre-show?
Well.
The fucking promo... For another match later on in the night, the fucking double box thing.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sorry.
Oof.
Why?
You have 2 hours and there's only 3 matches on the pre-show.
Well.
And they have to show other shit in between. Yeah. Like, while it's going on, not even in between.
And it's not like they haven't been talking about these matches
terrible
all night.
Terrible.
That brings me to like another point. Sorry to jump ahead. It seems like it doesn't happen like super often, but it's enough for me to notice. Where, like, they use stuff in their matches as promotional vehicles for something else.
Yeah.
And it really bothers me. Like, off the top of my head, I don't want to jump ahead. We can get back to it, is Miz and Daniel Bryan. It's that match basically, to me, just seemed more of a promotional vehicle for Miz and Mrs. than an actual
Total Bellas, because we got plenty
Total
of
Bellas,
or Total Divas, whatever. Because we got tons of those fucking commercials.
I wish... As happy as I am that wrestling is great now.
Yeah, how happy are you?
Happy. Are you happy?
Cause I'm happy.
It's just, it's annoying that the focus isn't on what you're, like, more or less paying to watch. You're watching a promotion for something else. You're watching a commercial for TV shows, for movies, in a match, and it's upsetting.
That's the upsetting thing, that they have to take time away from the match to air this shit.
And I love the match between Daniel Bryan and Miz. Don't get me wrong.
I can look past the promoting of like the Total Bellas and the Misses and.
But like in a match though, like
the only thing I liked was my girl Paige was there going, "I'm back."
That fucking double box thing during the pre-show
that was the shits.
Oh, and they cut.
Fuck.
Well.
You snuck it in there, you bitch.
And they cut the audio from the commentators to play the audio for the promo of, it was Brock and Roman Reigns was one of them, AJ and Joe was the other, and Ronda and Alexa.
While the match was going on?
Yes, it goes double box.
And those are three matches you don't need to promote anymore. Technically three main events on the show.
Well, now, was this similar to when you watched SmackDown?
Yes.
They do the double box with it's an actual commercial,
yes.
though?
Yes, exactly the same, yes.
Which is, I don't have a problem with, because you're still getting to see the action, and these are paid like.
Yeah.
They're promoting their own shit.
Okay, gotcha.
And I might be dumb for asking this question, but if you still use pay-per-view, do you get the two-hour pre-show?
Well,
all right, I'm kind of
that basically answers. I don't know.
Like, right? Like, I get, like, when we would back in the day,
you love
free for all. You get that half an hour leading up to it where they run down the card and they show you everything that's happening.
I love that.
That was awesome. But nowadays, like, pay-per-view is such a thing of the past, I feel like. Like, are people really?
I think they are. I think they are.
We have a TV at the Jersey City restaurant, and I was fucking around with it Sunday, trying to find something to watch because I was doing nothing. And right on the bottom was an
ad for SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. $39.95 or whatever the fuck it is.
No, it's still. But look, they've got everything set up. It's just free money at that point just to run it through the pay-per-view calendar.
And you know what? There's probably still a large amount of people that don't want to deal with the subscription.
Right. They don't just understand the streaming service and all that
jazz. So they're just like, you know what, fuck it, $40, whatever. It's 5 hours worth of entertainment for whatever.
So my question is, though,
do they get the pre-show?
Who are you running? So if you
don't do that, it's okay. I'm not gonna get mad about that.
No, I hit the space bar and I think I closed something.
If you don't order the pre-show,
if
you order the pay-per-view, then you order the pay-per-view.
Right.
Like, yeah. Like, where do they?
Who is the pre-show catering to? Like, can I watch that on YouTube?
It? Yeah. Where do they air it?
That's a good question. Maybe YouTube. Maybe Facebook.
Because I'm watching it on
Instagram.
The network.
Maybe tell.
Not Instagram. The network.
I just want to know who the and I might be shallow for asking or stupid or I just don't know. Well, who are these little promo things? Like, why are you still trying to sell the pay? Like, who are you still trying to sell pay-per-view to?
Who?
That's a good question.
People that don't have the network.
But if you're not watching, if you don't get the pre-show with your pay-per-view order, they're not enticing you.
Maybe you order it and you get the whole thing.
Right,
I
but
don't
like,
know.
Okay, before,
maybe you do. That would be the thing.
Before pay-per-view, you watch Sunday Night Heat. And then that makes sense because Sunday Night Heat was on USA and there were commercials for the pay-per-view and you still had time to order.
And it was kind of like the pre-show because they would give you like prelim matches that people at the show were seeing live.
And the free-for-all and the countdown show was free until the pay-per-view started.
Right.
Yep. So that makes sense.
Yep.
So my question is, where is the free pre-show? Excuse me. Where is that available? So I don't have the network, but I want to watch.
That's an interesting question. Like, hey, Prince of Pro,
know.
We know you're listening, brother. See if you can give us some info.
Like,
do I
go to the YouTube channel?
Facebook? That might be it.
And then is that what those promos are still for?
That could be it. That would make sense to me.
Yeah, because why are you shilling for a product if it's included in the price of the pay-per-view? Why are you shilling for a product that people already have purchased?
Exactly.
Like, that wouldn't make sense.
And
so it's got to be somewhere else.
And technically, you're not even... If they're roping you in, they're roping you in with the free month.
Yeah.
So, like, you're not... Even if you cancel, like, the next day...
Yeah.
They already got you with the free month, so you're really not paying for anything.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. That's a very good question.
It's wacky.
Prince of Pro, get on us, brother.
Yeah, so that first match sucked to get back on
the
track.
I hate the B team. I hate everything about the B team.
You know what? The only thing I didn't like about that match, it was smart that Dash and Dawson, like, you know, took out Curtis Axel the way they did. And then Curtis Axel got his House of Fire, all that shit. I just don't like that they made the B team, like they were building them up, that they were trying to be a smart team. And then they gave them the fucking cheapo, like, reversal of the roll-up again.
And they're goofy.
Which I kind of like this music, by the way.
I hate this.
I like
what
their
is, I mean, I've never heard this.
I'm okay with that.
It fits whatever. Did you see the promo that they, the backstage thing with The Miz, though? I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, later on,
that was funny.
Kevin really likes The Miz. He keeps jumping ahead.
You guys didn't know that? You guys didn't know I'm a fan of The Miz?
No, not at all. Oh, we've never talked about The Miz on this show.
Yeah, it's usually just Zack Ryder.
B-team, go, go, go. Go fucking play in traffic.
And you gave the show a C?
What did you give the show? I gave the show a B.
Oh, well, fuck you.
So it's two matches you hated already,
but
you gave
it a B.
I like the ending to that match.
Oh, wait, you're not counting the pre-show stuff as part of your grade?
Yeah, 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 I am. Oh. I like the ending to the match, and I like the match
in general.
It made
them look I think they should have played it straight and let them actually get a decent win.
No, I think that's...
Because the Revival's not really fucking established again, dude. I don't think they are. That's a fucking shame.
They're such a good tag team.
Yeah, but what's-his-name was out for how long, you know?
So why not have him fucking beat this goofy tag team?
Because this goofy tag team is going places, son.
Oh, God. I can't. I don't like the
I have a bad feeling they're going to be growing on me soon. And I hated both of them.
The only reason I hated it was that finish, dude. I like the finish. I don't think it was an appropriate finish for the B team to retain the titles.
Well, I think it fits with the comedy gimmick.
Yeah, but they were starting to build up as like more serious, like putting more thought into their matches up to this point. And then they just had the goofy finish.
Yeah, but you're going to get those goofy finishes where they eke out a win.
WWE hates tag team wrestling.
Yeah, well, that's why they have two sets of tag belts, and they're thinking about bringing on two more.
They hate it, though.
Yeah, well, it is
what do you mean they're thinking about bringing on two
more? Cruiserweights and women's titles. That's what they've been talking about for months, right? Yeah.
Why hasn't it been done yet?
Because Vince hates tag team wrestling.
That's right.
So Triple H has got to blow them a little bit to get some more fucking belts. I hope they bring back the old fucking Jumping Bomb Angel fucking belts, because those were cool as shit. No?
Jumping Bomb Angel? I don't remember what they look like.
They were the old NWA women's belts. Fucking Vince bought them off of... maybe Moolah or somebody.
Mm.
And that were the ones that they gave to the Glamour Girls. They won
this
the tournament
before
in Egypt.
Moolah was pimping out all the girls and treating them like
no,
shit?
No, it was during.
Okay.
That's why they screwed Wendy Richter, because she didn't want to be pimped anymore. And they were like, fuck you, bitch. Go see Vern Gagne.
Yes. The infamous Wendy Richter screwjob.
The original screwjob.
That's right.
Well, the original screwjob in WWF. I'm sure there's been hundreds of them before that we never knew about. Right?
Fair enough. Yeah,
I heard that actually Stanislaus Zbyszko won the world title. I forget from who, but that was actually a fucking shoot. That they took the belt off of whoever it was.
Pew pew.
But that was long before Vince and Capital Wrestling and all that shit. Next match, one of my favorites. Mr. Drew Gulak coming up short in his challenge against Cedric Alexander.
I got that one wrong. I thought he was going to win.
I really thought he was going to win too. He had the fucking Apollo Creed tights going and shit. I liked the look. Cedric Alexander looked amazing. Those guys beat the shit out of each other.
I mean, if you're gonna lose to somebody, I'm glad Cedric is one of my favorites too.
And it was a good match. I enjoyed the shit out of that match.
As did I. The pinning exchange at the end was very good as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So no, I have no qualms with that.
And the fucking Gulak in the ropes where he's fucking loosening him up. And I forget what commentator it was, but they actually got it right. You know, he's not going to get a submission, but he's going to wear down that neck. He's going to make him loose. He's going to hurt him more. And then when he finally gets it on, it's going to be lights out. That's great fucking storytelling by
Nigel?
The commentary team. I don't think it was. I think it was
Vic Joseph.
Is he the black guy?
Nope. Yes. That's no.
Vic Joseph isn't black?
No.
The guy on the right, he's not black?
That's Percy Watson.
Ah, there you go.
Percy Watson, there
you go. Vic Joseph just sounds like a black man.
Vic Joseph was Tommy Dreamer's House of Hardcore guy before he got signed.
Ah.
And that's who we met at the original WrestleCon, who did
when he used to be Vic Grimes.
He does the Cleveland Browns games in Cleveland.
Who does the Cleveland Steamer games?
You don't remember him?
No, I'm not fucking shaking my head at you.
Oh.
Shaking my head at him.
Come on, Cleveland Steamers is good. That's going to be one of the new XFL teams. The Buffalo Wings, the Cleveland Steamers.
Who had the table right next to us at WrestleCon in 2013?
Hardway Podcast?
Yeah, no.
Busted Open was near
us, right? Busted Open was right next to us, too.
Yeah,
no, it was Busted Open. It was...
It wasn't Dave, though.
Oh, it was Marks. Marks Out? Marks... Marking Out.
Yeah, no.
Wasn't it Marking Out?
No.
Wasn't?
I think it was Vic Joseph and whatever organization he was with at the time.
Because we had 1495 Sports next to us, too, on the other side.
On the right? They were on the right.
They brought an air hockey table, and they were playing Jim Neidhart in air hockey.
It was the fucking... The Hard Body Podcast.
Hardway?
Glenn, what the fuck? He teams with Bob Evans all the time. Tim Hughes.
Bob Evans is a good restaurant. You ever been?
I hate you.
So no, you know what? It was Busted Open. It was Doug Mortman. And when Doug was on the show still.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave Tony his information and we sent him an email thinking we would get somewhere.
Yeah, little did I realize.
It was Busted Open. Okay. All right.
That's neither here nor there.
That's right.
I don't know how we got there.
It was there.
I asked the question.
Yes.
Vic Joseph. Vic Joseph was the one calling the action. Him, Percy, and Nigel do 205 Live.
Yes.
So they were calling the match.
The black guy.
The Percy is the black guy. Vic is not.
Well, of course. Percy.
He stole
guy.
Your Percy.
Think Nigel's the black guy?
No, Nigel's not. We know Nigel. Don't be silly.
Hello.
Don't be silly.
What's up, mate?
All right, so we start. We're hot, hot and fresh.
Out of the kitchen.
Here we go. SummerSlam 2018.
Woo!
Starting off hot.
Want to take a commercial break?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I want to finish talking about SummerSlam before we take
a SummerSlam.
Somber Slam.
Wait, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after this.
Well, I got plugs I got to do if we're really going to take a commercial break.
All right, so you really want to do the commercial break?
I have.
All right.
What's up, gave you a fucking list of new companies to add to the website.
I thought we were
going to
do it post-mortem. Doug Mortem, whatever. Poster Doug Mortem. That's his gimmick. Post Doug Mortem.
Somber Slam.
Fuck it.
Post Doug Mortem.
Wait, we're doing commercials? Should I run the commercials?
Somber Slam.
Want to run the commercials?
For what? Our decimated network that has fucking three shows on
we
it?
We have like nine shows now.
Oh, yeah? Who does them?
Phil?
Phil and Kevin.
That's what it is.
And Choppy's in there too, I think.
Great.
And Phil have six shows on the network.
Fuck, don't even run a commercial break. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do right from the hip. How you like them apples?
Wait, you're plugging stuff right now?
Let's do it.
All right,
I'll pull up the network. Did you just turn off Kevin's microphone?
I turned off my own microphone.
Fuck, I don't know what happened. I lost the soundboard. That sucks a dick.
Yeah, you're mashing buttons and stuff.
Oops. What the fuck are you playing?
What'd you do? When you spacebarred, did you do something?
Yeah, I paused all.
What are you?
There we go.
There we go.
He quacked. Like
all right, stop.
Correct.
All right, I'm going to do all the plugs.
All right, let's do them.
For everything. I got music.
Wait, you don't want to play the commercials?
No. I'm going to do everything right now.
He's playing them is what he's saying.
You're going to do our plugs too?
Everything.
All right, let's go. Do it.
All right. These are our plugs and commercials for the week of August 20th, 2018. Network, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
Boom!
Yeah.
Home to a variety of podcasts.
Hosted by Kevin and Phil.
Entertainment at its finest. The Inconclusive Breakdown.
Entertainment, yeah.
The Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Woo-hoo!
With Phil and Choppy. The Radioactive Metal. If you're into heavy metal, I highly recommend Radioactive Metal. The High Spot Podcast. They gave us a 2-minute commercial, and we're not going to play that because we don't have enough time.
But they got invited. Seconds.
They got invited to All In. So
congrats!
Make sure you stop by and say hi to them at Podcast Row. They'll be there. Now the Ghetto Geek Squad is in the house. That's Phil's new avenue of podcast entertainment.
I think he does it with Rob Domingo.
So he's doing double duty, and he's doing it with Domingo.
With a double dildo.
My Unconventional Life with Nigel McGuinness is not a wrestling podcast. It's actually a very depressing, interesting look
no,
at life.
No, he's doing better these days.
Oh,
he's
good.
Right.
He's doing better. It's a very interesting look at life through the eyes of Nigel McGuinness. New father, new baby, new adventures for Nigel, so check that out. Pro Wrestling 101 revisited with Justin Credible. That's on our network.
That's the old episodes. We brought him back in spite of...
his new podcast. That's not on the network.
So you can go back and listen to Justin Credible talk about wrestling.
And wrestling talk.
On the Shining Wizards Network. Obviously, the Dumb Fellows podcast with our very own Kevin Joseph Grifo. Him
Woo-hoo!
And Yay! Four other very funny comedians sit down and chop it up every week. Rich McDonald, Joe Carney, Natty Bumper Car. And our favorite, KP Burke.
KP!
With all due respect to Kevin, I do love some KP Burke.
Ah, who doesn't?
And of course, the Shining Wizards every Monday/Tuesday in the summer. On the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yes.
Check it out. Give it a listen. All the good shit's going on there.
Whoa.
What other commercials do we have? Do we have to plug? Didn't we do that at the beginning of the show?
Yes. Kind of.
Did you run a commercial thing at the beginning of the show?
No, you know what? Yeah, go buy our shit, Lucha Loot and Lucha, I don't know, some
go
shit.
Go over to ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Buy one of our many t-shirt designs over there. We got a new slew of t-shirts in. Pink and blacks are flying off the shelves. The Graysons are rocking them. MJF, he fucking hates us, but he loves the free t-shirt. He just put a picture on Twitter today rocking our gear.
Here, wait, these are the guys that support us. Go over to ShiningWizards.com, click the stuff. There's codes there to save shit, free months of stuff, all kinds of good stuff. Collar and Elbow, the High Spots Wrestling Network, Lucha Shop, Bottom Line Merch, IVP Videos, Lucha Loot, and of course, Zubaz. Also support Oh, fuck. Brian Thompson, Gauntlet Creative. And, of course, Corrine from the Radioactive Metal, loudandfierce.com. That's all I got from the website. Crack away with our friends, buddy. We got new music. Look at this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to a music change.
My balls itch. Give me a second. I'll be back. You got this?
Tony's got itchy balls.
Yes.
Itchy balls, number one, brother.
Changing up the music here. Hold on. What is this? All right. Here we go. There we go. All right. We want to thank those that support us, and we suggest you guys check out all these wonderful promotions across North America.
Wonderful.
I've been drinking a lot today, okay? It's my day off. Leave me alone. Now we're going to start with our friends at WrestlePro. WrestlePROonline.com. Follow them on Twitter at WrestlePro. Friday, September 7th at the Rahway Rec Center. 6 o'clock signing, 8 o'clock bell time. The Gold Rush Rumble. Danny Moff takes on PCO. MJF takes on Teddy Hart. Katarina Lee takes on Santana Garrett. Plus, LAX defends the WrestlePro Tag Team Championship in a four-way dance against the Heavenly Bodies, the Breakfast Club, and Team España, and much more. Go to WrestlePROonline.com for all your information and follow them on Twitter at WrestlePro. Create a Pro Wrestling. CreateAProWrestling.com at CreateAPro on Twitter. All About Us takes place September 15th at the Sports Arena, 1620 Middle Country Road, St. James, New York. A dog collar match for the CreateAPro Championship as Bear Bronson defends against Johnny Clash. Plus, Cliff Marshall takes on Jesse Hurst. Chris Statlander takes on Tennille Dashwood. Alex Reynolds takes on Gangrel and more. CreateAProWrestling.com. Check them out. Smash Wrestling. This read is brought to you by Twisted Tea. Smash Wrestling at Smash Wrestling on Twitter. Smash-Wrestling.com. August 26th. Super Showdown 5-6-6.
What? Poughkeepsie?
At the Phoenix Concert Theater. In Toronto, Ontario, tables, ladders, boxes match. Well-oiled machines take on the Super Smash Brothers. Tessa Blanchard takes on Vanessa Craven. Joey Janela takes on Tyson Dukes, Brody King, PCO, and more. Follow Smash Wrestling. Standalone Wrestling at Saw Pro Wrestling on Twitter, standalonewrestling.com. They've got Boardwalk Beatdown coming at you this Saturday. It's probably the biggest convention of the summer outside of All In. Sting, Goldberg, The Bullet Club. The list is so long. It's a laundry list of names. If you're going to go to the convention, I highly recommend you take a lot of pictures, meet a lot of stars, have a good time, and then stay, because at 7 o'clock that night, they're doing a live show called Breakout at the Historic Claridge Celebrity Theater. Doom Patrol takes on The Rep. Matt Tremont takes on Abyss and Dan O'Hare in a Monsters Ball match. There's a four-way dance for the Saw Lightweight Championship with Casey Navarro, Brandon Kirk, Joey Janela, and a mystery opponent, plus Sue Young, Joe Gacy, Brittany Blake, and more. House of Glory. House of Glory Wrestling, HOG Wrestling on the Twitter, HOGWrestling.net is the website. Coming off a huge sellout show this past weekend, they present Extreme Warfare October 5th in New York City Arena in Jamaica, New York. Sammy Callahan takes on Bully Ray. It's not a match you're going to want to miss.
No.
Get your tickets at HOGWrestling.net. Pro Wrestling Magic at Wrestling Magic on the Twitter machine.
Abracadabra!
WrestlingIsMagic.com, not for the innocent. September 15th at the Knights of Columbus in Ridgefield Park. MV Young, Casanova Valentina, and the Southern Psycho Mance Warner all make their debut. Plus, Josh Briggs challenges Adam Payne for the PWM Dark Arts Championship. Get your tickets now at WrestlingIsMagic.com. Sorry, I got an ad here that
whoa,
I can skip.
It's magic.
Battle Club Pro. At X Battle Club Pro on Twitter. BattleClubPro.com is the website. The 2-year anniversary show, Trial by Combat, October 20th at the Knights of Columbus in Ridgefield Park. Already announced, making his Battle Club debut. Brody King and Jimmy Havoc will be there for the 2-year anniversary show. Capital Wrestling, CapitalWrestling.com, at Capital Wrestling on Twitter. September 1st at White Eagle Hall in Jersey City. The Colossal Confrontation. Jordan Grace takes on Ariel NYX. Memphis Mofo takes on Colossal Mike Law. Ken Dixon defends the Capital Wrestling Championship against Sonny Kiss and Matt McIntosh in a 3-way dance. CapitalWrestling.com at Capital Wrestling is the Twitter page. Wrestling as of tomorrow.
What?
What?
Oh. What?
What Tomorrow on Twitter.
So
WrestlingHasTomorrow.com. What 7, Sunday, September 23rd, the Fett Music Hall, Providence, Rhode Island. Sanchez takes on Kenny Broadway. Casey Navarro takes on Sammy Callahan. Plus, Private Party, JT Dunn, Killa Nova, and making his What debut, Matt Cross.
What?
Get your ticket at tickets.
Tickets.
Me,
no, you only need one ticket.
WrestlingHasTomorrow.com. We'd like to welcome a couple new promotions
welcome
to the show. Limitless Wrestling at LW Main. Limitless Wrestling. I can't say fucking Limitless. LimitlessWrestling.com. Pretenders Beware, September 21st in Westbrook, Maine. JT Dunn takes on Ace Romero. Brian Cage takes on Chris Dickinson. Plus Colt Cabana, Josh Bridges. Fucking A.
Todd Bridges?
Kevin Blackwood, Chris Statlander.
Tony, why'd you stop?
And Sammy Callahan. LimitlessWrestling.com is the website for your tickets. The Wrestling Revolver at PW Revolver on Twitter. ProWrestlingRevolver.com. October 20th at the Val Air Ballroom. 301 Ashwood Road, West Des Moines,
Iowa. Holy fuck, is this the plug show?
PCO takes on Walter. Marco Stunt takes on Ace Romero. Jimmy Jacobs, JT Dunn, David Starr, Trey Miguel, Rich Swann, and so many more. Go to ProWrestlingRevolver.com. Combat Zone Wrestling at Combat Zone on Twitter.
Can I kick it?
CZWrestling.com. September 8th, they present Down with the Sickness at the Colossal Sports Academy. 333 Preston Avenue, Voorhees, New Jersey.
Yes, he can.
Featuring
well,
the
gone.
Chris Cash Memorial Ladder Match. Go to CZWrestling.com.
Matt's got a big fat bald spot. He's losing his hair because he's a retard.
I got one more plug, dickhead.
I'm a dickhead.
Innovative Pro at Innovative Pro _ on Twitter. It only takes three. Sunday, October 21st at the Ridgefield Park. Knights of Columbus. Bell time is at 2 o'clock. Domesticated Violence takes on the Heavenly Bodies, which is Nick Gage takes on JT Dunn and Matt Tremont's debut. Oh, God, man. You wanted plugs. You got them, buddy.
Yeah, 45 minutes later.
Fuck off. We are growing and we are
expanding.
Nothing.
What's with the native tongues tonight? Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul?
I like that stuff.
Oh, do you really?
I do.
I thought you were always like an 80s fucking metal and pop guy.
I like it all.
I'm kind of surprised. I never knew that you were into these guys.
I love this song.
Rest in peace, Fife Dog, by the way. I'm going to open the back door to get some air down.
Okay,
here.
I don't get anything on the TV boxes here. Oh, well, I mean, I took a minute to do the plugs, and you fucking busted my balls. Kevin's deep in thought in his phone over there.
Posting
on the Instagram. Is it on the Wizards Podcast?
Wizards Podcast.
Follow us on Instagram. I was so enthralled by your plugs. At Wizards Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Kevin's only looking on his phone because he thought you might have missed somebody.
God damn it. I got to go take a leak, bro.
Kevin, filibuster. I'm getting the monitors up.
Wait, so you're both fucking...
All right, well, you get the monitors up, and then I'll go to the bathroom. And then we can continue with this show. Talk about a little... Oh, that's all it took? To turn the monitors on?
That was it? You acted like you were going away for like 7 minutes. That's right, 7.
All right, so SummerSlam kicked off with Dolph Ziggler defending his Intercontinental Championship against CrossFit Jesus, Seth Rollins. Seth had Dean Ambrose, a returning Dean Ambrose who returned last week on Raw in his corner. And, of course, Dolph had Drew McIntyre in his corner. I'll tell you the one thing that bothered me about this match, both guys are there outside the ring to make sure that there's no interference. Them getting in each other's faces and there being no blows was really just...
They should have come to blows.
I wanted to see them come to blows. You know what I mean?
They should have. But here's my big fucking thing. That match should not have been 25 minutes. That shit was way too fucking long. And I get how they want to give us long matches on pay-per-view and whatnot, but I don't know. For your opener, 23 minutes, whatever it was.
But arguably, out of all the matches, that's the one of two that you think is going to steal the show. Like, you want to give it time, I think.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Somebody made a point online. They were like, you know, that's the difference between WWE and NXT right now, whereas in NXT, guys want to beat each other because they want to win championships, but it seemed like all they were concerned about was stealing the show. And I think that's the wrong way to sell a match.
You know
what I'm saying?
I do, but...
I just think it went 5-10. They could have shaved 7 minutes out of that match, honestly. And I think it would have been better.
Well, you know what? But then if you shave 7 minutes off that match, that means your top two main events are going a minute and a half each.
What do you mean?
Because you know how short the last two matches were?
Oh, well look.
So, you know, like, if Brock doesn't want to, like, they made up for it in the right places. They made up for it in that match.
They could have gave us more commercials.
Fuck. yeah, fuck it.
Kevin's drinking more, folks.
That's right.
That means that we got a lot of good discussion coming. I don't know. It was fine. I just thought it was too long. That was my.
And I'm actually what?
And yes. I agree with Matt. They should have come to blows at some earlier point in the match.
Oh, Matt.
Uh oh.
Matt's killing me.
Kevin.
I can't with this Matt Bowman fella.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, no, he gave me a Zima by accident.
I wish.
But clearly,
I
wanted a Bud Light Orange,
dude. I wish,
which is way more masculine.
I wish they were Zimas, dude. I love Zima.
Zimas are good,
Zima
man.
Zima was my jam back in the day.
Thank you. Here's the thing. To Matt's point about how you wished that you saw some physicality between Dean Ambrose and Drew McIntyre, I was actually nervous when they added both of these guys to the match because I thought it would take away. I thought maybe they'd add a whole lot more bells and whistles than they would need to instead of having Dolph and Seth just work a great match like they can. So I was actually nervous. I was expecting more overbooked stuff, and I'm glad they didn't go that route, to be honest with you.
Fair enough. I just felt that the match was a little too long. I think it hurt it overall, to be honest with you. I mean, Seth winning, fine, sure, whatever, but I don't know.
I like
Dean Ambrose's haircut. I get it. Came back after a long time, want to do something different.
That's what you take away from this?
No, it's not that I take away. It's just a little point that I'm making.
Fair enough. No, he looks tremendous. He's huge.
I didn't say anything against his hugeness.
No, I'm just saying I was pointing to his overall look, which obviously I was just fucking with you. It matters.
He doesn't look very lunatic fringe now, though.
I think he does.
He looks like a
the
dad.
Way he came out with that fucking weirdo vest on and shit.
It's like a fucking guy at the gas station.
Who are lunatics?
Are they, though?
Mm. Yeah, no, most of them are.
Why do they always ask me for my zip code?
Well, that's because you probably pay with a debit card.
I do. Why didn't he my zip code?
Because that's one of the security things on their debit card.
Maybe Kevin should
go to the same fucking gas station every fucking time.
I have had some issues with gas stations, so there's a select few I don't go to.
Wow.
Lunatics. They're nuts.
I'm also a crazy person. So.
That's a good point. It's a very good point.
All right. So
Seth walks out. IC champion.
Yeah, good for him.
I got that one right.
So we got that going for us.
Yeah, I did too.
What was after Seth and Dolph?
You're stupid.
What followed that?
Kevin.
The Bludgeon Brothers and the New Day?
Could have done without that.
Honestly, I really enjoyed the shit out of that match.
You really did. Like the weirdest stuff.
I enjoyed that match.
Dolph Ziggler, Seth Rollins. You don't get behind because it's a little too long.
It was long.
And
New Day Bludgeon was 9 minutes.
Bludgeon Brothers with these fucking foam mallets that you can get at the merchandise stand.
I love the Bludgeon Brothers.
Before you get too loud.
That's a good point.
Take it back a level.
I love the New Day still.
I'm sure you were popping when fucking Roddy Piper was getting zapped with the fucking Mountie thing.
I was also 8.
Yeah, but how do you think?
Well, wait. You can't say that you were 8 for that and then talk 45 minutes ago now.
You get
about
the point.
How great WCW was. This is awesome. I'm just saying.
It was a little.
I also credited my age for that, too. I said I probably liked it because I was young and stupid.
He credited his age.
That's right.
I'm not saying it was
play
bad.
The drop.
I'm just saying it was just as dumb as the rubber mallets and just as dumb as Triple H's sledgehammer.
Yes, but I'm also a 35-year-old watching it now as opposed to when I was.
You're 35?
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're younger than that.
35.
Kevin's like 31, isn't he?
What the fuck are you listening to me for? I'm not his fucking doctor.
What are you checking his fucking phone?
You want to see my ID?
Holy shit. Fuck, I thought you were younger, dude. You get old.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate Wait, it. You were in your 20s when you started this show with us.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Kevin's old.
So I'm like, it's like the stat, like when Goldust has wrestled in 10 different decades. I've been podcasting for 2 decades.
Nice.
Holy shit.
I didn't have a problem with the match.
I liked the match.
I didn't want to see the New Day win again. I'm kind of done with them and the pancake thing.
I just don't like that the Bludgeons had a cheat to lose. You know what I'm saying? Like the New Day was the one that cracked the code. Like they figured out how to beat down the Bludgeon Brothers.
Well, it's 3-on-2.
It's no, fair enough, but Kofi really didn't factor in that much.
No, he got dumped on his head.
Nothing beats freeze framing Ronda Rousey in her fucking
face.
We'll
get there. I know, okay?
But we just saw a picture.
I want to talk about the overall stuff on this show. So let's get through.
So right. Kevin has been crushing Twisted Tees all week because his dad's been away.
That's right. For those, Kevin, break down the fourth wall, why don't you?
No wonder Kevin, I live with my dad.
This is very relevant to the next match. Kevin has not seen the Braun Strowman Kevin Owens match.
I didn't. To me, I thought it was on
Did
the pre-show.
Did you skip it?
No.
I thought maybe he fast-forwarded.
It didn't exist in my world. It just didn't happen.
It didn't exist in a lot of people's world. It lasted less than 2 minutes.
Which is what it should have been.
We're going in the right order, right?
Yes.
That's what it should have been.
So the Braun Strowman-Kevin Owens match for the briefcase was after the tag match.
Maybe I was getting a drink at the time. It
only took 2 minutes.
The sad thing is, though, I was telling Matt on the way over here, I went home. I was at my buddy Rich McDonald's, fellow Dumb Fellows podcast. And then I went home and finished watching the show and then went back and went through the show again, not watching every second of it, but I still didn't see the Kevin Owens-Braun Strowman match. So that match literally, for all intents and purposes, did not exist in my world.
That's right. It didn't matter anyway. But I'm telling you, it's exactly what it needed to be.
Oh, I didn't have a problem with it. He steamrolled the shit out of Kevin
and
Owens.
And he fucking chokeslammed Kevin Owens on the fucking ramp. That was fucking harsh, dude. And he just planted
That's Curt Hawkins' gimmick.
What,
taking the chokeslam on the ramp.
Well,
hey, there's my Curt Hawkins mentions for the week. It's my gimmick, guys. It's my gimmick.
They followed that up with the three-way dance for the SmackDown Women's title.
I loved it.
I really did like it. Carmella needs to fucking stop screaming and fucking sell a little bit sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I'm not going to get in. I think the bigger story is what happened after the match. I think it was perfectly fine. I think it was time to get the belt off Carmella.
Oh, one thing I didn't like.
All right.
The fucking Charlotte twist the fucking thing to the outside. Oh. Way too long of a setup, dude. Like, she was not sure of herself, and if you're not sure of yourself in that setup, don't fucking do it.
Nah, you gotta do it.
But it took too fucking long. Like, and then the camera pans over while the other two idiots are hugging each other, and then it pans
back.
Well,
I remember this now. It's coming right back to me. Becky Lynch didn't seem like Becky was in position to get it.
Yeah, but Charlotte kind of just froze up there for a little bit.
She's got to wait. What do you want her to
really
do,
awkward,
man?
It was really awkward, dude. It was really awkward.
I agree with that, and that was actually a point that I actually wrote down, because I remember, like, obviously I watched it, but I remember wanting to talk about it, like, because I thought they were going to die. I thought Charlotte was going to die, because it didn't look like Becky got in position in time.
Someone said since Charlotte came back that she's, like, much more attractive, like better looking.
Dude, hoot, her titties?
Oh, I was just going to say, to steal a phrase from Conrad Thompson, them titties was roll tide.
Roll tide, Conrad.
Those things look
fair enough.
That's a sister-in-law. Look.
Dude, I had to Google her naked pictures last night while I was watching this.
Really?
Because there's no way that she could be that hot 1 second and that repulsive. Like, because you weren't a fan of that ESPN stuff, right?
No, not the naked pictures.
Not the nakies.
The body issue, the naked ones that leaked. Of her.
Wait, she's actually got real nakies?
Oh, yeah.
I might have them on the laptop here.
Of course you do. I wouldn't put it past you for a second.
Man, her tatas were looking...
Amazing in that out. And
when
listen,
she was
not a bad
in the ring,
what's that?
Beck, when she was standing in the ring, when Becky was coming out, I was like, holy, there's got to be some kind of push up going on with her.
I'm sure there is.
She got him readjusted, didn't
holy
she?
Holy moly. Yeah, because one of them popped, right?
No, you know what else it is?
Like the weasel.
She wasn't as muscular as she usually was. And I think sometimes that little bit of like extra like chunkiness, like from not being shredded.
Who, you Meltzer?
You know what? Fuck that.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. Because usually she's ripped and she's like...
Exactly.
She's almost too
skinny. Toned. She's
like
toned
those,
now.
If you find those pictures and you could just Google it and you'll find them, she looks like emaciated. It's kind of gross looking.
Yeah, I got you.
So she looked great last
night. She looked amazing last night. Agreed.
So,
fucking blow ass into my couch?
Who? Kevin?
He's one of you. I heard something.
I burped into the microphone.
I spit into the microphone.
The match was great. Told an awesome story. I saw people complain about Charlotte winning. It's part of the story.
I had no problem with that at all.
I also saw a stat. I think Becky hasn't won in like 15 months on a pay-per-view.
Well, that's probably true.
So maybe they're working that story. Storytelling was great. Becky turning on Charlotte. Awesome.
Stories be tellings.
Awesome stuff. I love it. I'm all in on that. And I'm not the biggest fan of women's wrestling.
Now, let me ask you this, though.
Go ahead.
Did you see Becky's post-match stuff as a heel turn or a babyface move? Because that's like I've been wrestling with that.
Well, I mean, didn't they cheer Bayley when she went after Sasha Banks too?
Right. That's what like I'm confused.
Is, you know what it is? The crowd was really into Becky. I think they really thought
which
Becky's
made it
time.
Come across blatantly like a babyface move.
Yeah. So
which makes sense because Charlotte.
Because Charlotte's like she's a bitch.
She shoehorned her way into a match that well, Becky thought was going
to
be one-on-one.
She came back to save Becky because Becky was getting attacked by Carmella.
Yeah, but she also worked her way into the match.
Well, she had to beat Carmella.
So Becky's resentful for that.
Yeah.
So that, and then, I don't know. Is it a heel or is it a babyface move?
You know what it is? Maybe it goes back to the old wrestling when we grew up, like, Hogan was the biggest face, but he used all the heel tactics to win his matches.
Yeah, that's a good point. And they bring that up a lot on Conrad brings that up.
I mean,
up
you
a
really
lot.
Think yeah. about it. He does. He uses the wrist tape. He chokes him. He does shit when the referee's back is turned. So.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You are just.
Are you? Is he going?
Oh,
is
yeah, he's
is
got.
He,
he's
deep.
Got I don't know what
Wait,
that is.
Wait, who is that? It just says WWE 3. I have wow. to figure that out.
Yeah, figure that one out. All Can right. you make that one big?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Ryback's Nutritional Company. Just follow me on Instagram.
All right.
Feed me more nutrition.
That's great.
Yeah, whatever.
Paige looks like she's being fed something.
Who is that? Here. Is that Alexa?
This?
Looks
I'm
like
not
a blonde.
Sure. Yeah, I know. It is a blonde. I'm waiting for the preview to come up. Because All right. That
you guys really trolling small. Fucking nude diva pics?
Who's that?
Who is that? I don't know. Whoever that guy is pretty ripped. That might be Alexa.
Alexa's not a guy.
Charlotte?
No, it's not Charlotte.
All right.
A mouthful of Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean the Machine.
Who won the WWF Tag Team Championships at WrestleMania 1?
Oh, Sheik and Volkov. Come on, All dude. Right. That's a fucking right over the plate. All right.
While you guys creep out nude female.
Who is that?
I don't know who that is, but that's two WWE women.
Is that
Lana and...
I've never seen that one before.
I think that's what's her name. That's fucking Victoria, isn't it?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
All right, here we go. This is a good one, guys. Neither one of you guys are going to get this.
We got to get back to SummerSlam.
But... I know, but while you're fucking being creeps.
We're not being creeps.
I don't have
Charlotte Flair. Oh, a picture of Dave Destruction. Wonderful. Fuck.
I told you.
A lot of Paige, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paige was the fucking money
shot. She was the hot commodity there.
The tag team champs at the 1996 Royal Rumble were...
The Head Shrinkers.
The 1-2-3 Kid and Bob Holly?
No.
At what show?
1996 Royal Rumble.
Oh, fuck.
And I'd give you the options, but they're so blatantly... The one is clearly the winner.
Owen and Yoko?
No.
No, 96 was...
The Head Shrinkers. Did I say that?
Yeah, you said the Head Shrinkers.
Furnace and LaFon.
Pretty emphatically, too, actually.
It wasn't Furnace and LaFon.
Well done.
Tony, you're killing
Freddie
me.
Joe Floyd and
was it Jannetty and Bob Holly?
No,
that's 95, right?
It was never Jannetty and Bob Holly. It was Jannetty 1-2-3 Kid.
Bob Holly won a tag title with 1-2-3 Kid.
With
1-2-3
Kid,
right? Were they tag champions?
No,
1-2-3 Kid.
96.
1-2-3 Kid.
Come on, wow! I thought
the Headbangers,
no.
The Godwins.
I knew Tony wouldn't get it. I thought you might have had a chance.
Her vagina looked exactly
smoking
like...
Guns.
Oh, the Smoking Guns. Why are you looking at Facebook?
Her vagina looked exactly like Hulk Hogan, and he was fine with it.
What the fuck is
People
wrong with you?
People are fucking retarded.
All right, back to SummerSlam.
Paige here.
Somber Slam.
Oh, next Jesus. Up, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe for the WWE title.
I kind of like this one.
Hated it.
You
really?
Hated it?
Not the match, per se. I hated the finish.
I don't like this whole fucking, like, who's your daddy storyline shit with the family stuff.
It came out of... Am I wrong? Was it SmackDown?
Yes. No,
this past week, has this been going on for weeks?
I don't think so.
A
couple of weeks.
The I'm your daddy thing.
It's not. There's no I'm your daddy thing.
It's just he's not there for his family.
It's that AJ Styles cares more about being WWF champion, WWE champion, than spending time with his family. So Samoa Joe says he's going to take the title from AJ, so AJ doesn't have to defend the title, and he can spend more time with his family.
That's a reach.
And then Samoa Joe read a letter from
AJ Styles' wife.
And then AJ Styles' wife was at ringside with the baby, the kid. Joe got on the microphone. I thought it was an awesome match.
No, awesome match. Stupid fucking storyline to go along with it. There's no reason for it.
To me, that felt like it could have been done on SmackDown.
And then he said...
And then all of a sudden it took during the pay-per-view for AJ to lose his shit. And another thing, he hit him with a chair outside the ring. Why is that a disqualification now?
It's a good point.
Why?
It's a good point.
Why?
Because it's in a match.
No, it's outside the ring. You could shoot somebody out there. Didn't Tony Schiavone and Jesse Ventura teach you anything?
No. It's a DQ. Championship
no,
match.
It's fucking stupid. It's fucking stupid. It's retarded. The match was fine until that stupid fucking ending. And then he's crying to his daughter saying, I'm sorry, I'm
you're
sorry.
Gonna get him. And his daughter wanted nothing to do with him.
You know what's funny?
Because he was bleeding. She said, Daddy, you're bleeding.
Did he cry to his daughter when fucking Dixie Carter was raping him while he was drunk or whatever the fuck that story was? AJ's had some awful fucking domestic storylines. This is another in the growing history of that man's career.
Oh, my God.
It's stupid, dude. It's dumb. It involves his wife and his kid. That's a domestic storyline.
There's no domestic storyline. It's just...
It's his wife and kid. That's domestics,
dude. His wife and kid were there. They have nothing to do with the story.
Yeah, when he said...
He apologized to him.
When he said...
I'm your daddy now.
He
or
said,
I'll be your daddy. That's
be
domestic.
Your daddy.
Yeah, Kevin,
that's
that has domestic. Nothing to do with the story, Kev. Matt's right.
Samoa Joe is not going to start sleeping with AJ Styles' wife.
If he becomes her daddy, he sure is.
God,
but that doesn't necessarily... It's domestic, dude.
It's stupid, dude. It's fucking dumb. It's domestic. It's doofy.
It's a storyline. You have to give them a storyline.
No, you don't. They hate each other, and it's for the title.
If it were that cut and dry, Tony, then wrestling would be great, but it's not. There has to be a story.
The story is Samoa Joe hasn't won the championship yet, and this is his fucking opportunity because he knows AJ and he's got his number. I know you, AJ. I grew up watching you. We've wrestled each other a million times. Now it's the grandest stage of them all for the greatest championship of all time.
I'm not saying that's wrong. That's just not the direction they're going, so this is what we have.
Yeah, I know. It was dumb. It was a dumb fucking ending to an otherwise good match.
This whole show felt like a SmackDown or a Raw.
Yeah, pretty much. Kevin nailed it. Next match.
What did you think of the Elias segment?
Stupid. Fucking waste of time. Should have been 20 minutes longer to take 20 minutes away from that fucking Intercontinental title match. Next.
Daniel Bryan and The Miz.
I was completely fine with this match.
Until?
The finish was a little goofy, but I get it. Because Daniel Bryan can take losses like this and fucking persevere.
This isn't the end of this feud.
No, it's not. So The Miz had to win this.
Right.
So
I agree.
No problem with it. Another one that came up. The fucking bumps on the apron again. Stop that shit. Stop it.
Part of me screamed NXT to me because they did it at NXT the night before. So part of me was just like, wow, are they doing this again?
No, but this like it's the hardest part of the ring. No, the ring is supposed to be the hardest part of the ring.
No, I get it. We've argued about this.
But it just annoyed me that they did it several times during this show.
Yes.
It comes up later with Jeff Hardy and Nakamura.
Well, the entire finish of the Velveteen Dream EC3 match was...
I don't know what you're talking about.
...was on the apron.
We'll talk about NXT after we finish SummerSlam. Finn Balor, Baron Corbin.
Waste.
It was a waste of the demon.
I agree 100%.
I do like that Finn Balor kicked the shit out of him. Unfortunately, on Raw right now, we're fucking watching Bobby Lashley beat up Baron Corbin in what was a fucking 20-minute match.
Listen, Baron Corbin's a schmuck. Fuck him.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Not like fuck him.
How do you have Finn Balor completely decimate Baron Corbin, and the next night Bobby Lashley takes 20 minutes to beat
him? Do we know it was 20 minutes? It was probably 4 minutes.
That was not a very long match, just so you know. They went to commercial before the match started. And
but it's 8:28, dude. That match was at least 15 minutes.
No, that match was not 15 minutes. The opening segment was at least 15 minutes, and then they went to a commercial. I'd say they had 6 minutes tops.
Doubt it. I think it was a lot more than that.
Here's the only thing I take away from the Finn Balor Baron Corbin match. We see what we get with the demon. Maybe, just maybe.
Yes.
And we turned Raw on in the middle of plugs, and it started with Roman Reigns and the Finn Balor in the ring.
Oh wait, time out, real quick. Paul Heyman's got some fucking diabetes coloration on his face there. That's
bad. Yeah, but that's not the TV.
It's not the TV. No, that's his face, dude. That's right. Bad.
That looks bad. I think it's your TV, because look back here.
Is it better?
Yeah.
Oh. Somebody drink Paul Heyman's piss.
That looks like he got hit in the head with a fucking baseball bat. It's like black and blue on the side of his
face. Yeah, I see the black and blue on the big TV.
Is that a black and blue?
Looks like it.
It might just probably just a makeup. Anyway, back to Finn Balor, the demon. Brock Lesnar lost the title. He's out of the picture. Maybe this is where Finn Balor gets the push that you've been looking for.
For a long time.
Yes, and maybe... Maybe we'll see more of the demon. They reference the fact that we haven't seen him in 2 years since he won the Universal title, and we haven't. You thought you were going to see him with that stupid Bray Wyatt, Sister Abigail thing? I like the demon much more than I like the Finn Balor character.
Does that make sense? They made
of
Finn Balor this androgynous, everybody's included character out of the blue, and it's kind of like, eh. He's just there now. And then he's stuck with fucking matches against fucking Contraption Corbin over here, and it's just fucking stupid.
Well, he decimated him in 86 seconds, so.
Okay, yeah. I'm not.
It felt longer. There was a commercial.
Listen, I've been begging for his push forever, like Matt said, and I'm hoping that maybe
he's
this
not
is
beating Roman Reigns, dude. The Golden Boy just got the championship. He's not going anywhere.
No one's saying he's beating him, but it'll be nice to see him in a feud with Roman Reigns over the title versus fucking Baron Corbin.
Well, like now, but you also have Bobby Lashley who's hanging around, and now you still got Braun Strowman with his briefcase. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Well, what's wrong with having more players in the game?
Nothing. Nothing.
I mean, not to deviate from the conversation, it was just like, like, I get it. It's SummerSlam. It's New York. You're popping the live audience. You're popping everyone at home. But, like, Baron Corbin?
Yeah, it's fucking
stupid. Like, Baron fucking Corbin you're using
this
against?
Maybe no, I get this it. Is the genesis of where Finn realizes. Like, no, maybe he wrestles.
You're going to realize that against Baron Corbin?
Okay, maybe he wrestles Roman Reigns at Hell in a Cell, and he loses. Oh, they're wrestling tonight, it looks like.
I think it's a tag match, no? Oh, no, wow. Whoa, oh. God.
So maybe Finn Balor can't get the job done. Maybe he can't get it done at Hell in a Cell. So maybe he shows up at Survivor Series as the Demon.
You think they pull the trigger on a cash-in tonight?
Probably.
Maybe. So Raw soon? After SummerSlam.
Did you see? So after the Finn Balor-Baron Corbin match, they did a thing with Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella backstage. Did you happen to see that?
I didn't, but I heard he sent her away and told her to go have fun. And then
that's
he punched
not even
things.
What I'm looking at.
What do you? What, her tits?
No.
Oh no! Wait, Brie doesn't have the tits.
The gentleman applying the ice. You may know him as CPA.
Wait, are you serious?
CPA was at SummerSlam.
Get the fuck out of here! I didn't
swear to God.
No way.
Yeah.
Now I gotta go watch it.
Pull the network up and go right back to the end of the match.
Holy shit balls, dude! There he is, the Miz, the star of fucking TV.
Miz and Mrs.
It's everywhere, dude.
They got renewed for season two.
You know what was great? I actually saw the first episode. She wanted to do like a sexy Prego photo shoot, and she wanted him there for it. And they told him to go like get undressed, and he thought it was like a nude photo shoot. So he comes out of the dressing room, walks right into the photo shoot with his fucking cock and balls hanging out. He's like,
don't put my phone near your penis, please.
Had his hands on his hips and everything. Oh, look at that. Fucking Harry Gorilla did good for himself. You've seen the pictures of him without his CPA outfit on, right?
He's very hairy,
man. He fucking looks like Trevor Lee, for Christ's sake.
What's wrong with Trevor Lee?
Trevor Lee's a hairy fucking individual. That's what's wrong with him.
You're a hairy individual.
I'm a hairy individual.
I know I am. I wore a singlet when I wrestled. You know, that's the reason for that. A little bit of the taco meat showing and not the rest.
Look at David Starr. David Starr's a hairy individual.
Starr's a fucking gorilla. I'm going to get him fucking Dollar Shave Club for Christmas. Oh, nice. Sorry, for Hanukkah.
Shinsuke and Jeff Hardy for the U.S. title.
I liked it. Jeff Hardy making,
I liked it.
Jeff Hardy making fun of Shinsuke after Shinsuke made fun of him. I thought it was great. All right, here's something I hated.
I liked it.
Jeff Hardy took them fucking hoops out of his ears. His ears look like
I
fucking
like it.
Raisins with holes in them. It was disgusting.
I don't like raisins.
I like the match.
I thought it was good.
The crowd was completely out of it. You could hear a fucking pin drop.
Oh, that was it. Kevin's point from earlier. The crowd was really fucking retarded for this entire show.
It was a slow. I thought
it was a weird crowd.
Becky Lynch got the biggest pop when she beat the shit out of Charlotte.
Part of the reason why I went home to watch the other stuff again was because I don't know if it was where I was watching it. Maybe the set, like, the crowd. There was no reactions.
But there was no crowd.
Really?
Like that? Like you? There was the whole night. It was like that. It was a really weird vibe. And usually I don't pay attention to the crowd, like, at all.
We talked about that last week, actually.
But during this match,
For Impact,
it
anyway.
Was uncharacteristically, like, quiet. Like, too quiet.
It was weird for the show.
And I was going to say, do you think that the length of it has something to do with it?
I don't know, but I was thinking during this, like, there's no fucking way I go to WrestleMania. No way.
No, I got you.
Dude, during this match, I was tweeting at Wizards Podcast.
That's right.
On our account. It just felt like such a long show. And maybe it was because I was watching from the pre-show, and there isn't much, you know, meat on the bone.
Oh, wow. We're going to say this. That,
why don't you guys go fucking French kiss in the corner?
Maybe give me your action figures, faggot.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Holy shit!
Whoa!
Can we edit that out, please?
He's a fag.
Can we edit that out, please?
What are you, a fag?
Tony, fucking quiz.
You can't rely.
Wow, how do you have that all like? Guys,
Jesus!
Enough over there.
Fuck.
We talk about the
love the gays. Big gay fan.
Yes, he is.
Big gay fan. Love
Why are you on Facebook?
Celebrates them every night. I'm checking out Rob Van Dam.
Why, man? Because
he's the fucking biggest.
Because he's a fan.
Whoa.
You are, not him.
So you mentioned the apron bumps before you did. That Jeff Hardy Swanton thing.
Oh, to the apron?
Come
that was
on,
fucking
bro.
Yeah.
He's 40 years old. You see it in like the Hardy's 24, his body's broken, he's hurt. What? He has no one to impress. There's no reason for him to doing that. God forbid he fucking got hurt.
He probably did. You know Matt's
seriously.
Got his fucking spine and pelvis fusing together.
Yeah, I was just gonna
yeah that's
that
why he's doing what he was an agent last night, right?
I guess he was teasing that he was. I don't think I don't think I haven't read anything that's where he's gonna be transitioning to.
It was kinda neat that Jeff did the delete for him. Like a little bit of a nod to his brother. I thought that was kinda cool.
If they gotta do a ceremony for Matt if he's retiring. Do you think he deserves that?
Hall of Fame next year.
Both of them.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe Jeff's going too.
They gotta go in together.
Yeah, oh definitely.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Definitely.
Inducted then,
by Edge and Christian, maybe?
Probably. Or the Dudley or the Dudleys.
Yeah.
Fuck the Dudleys.
Right? I'm maybe with you. Fuck Bully Ray.
Yeah, fuck him.
Oof.
I'm not a fan, I'm sorry. Comes off like an arrogant dick on Busted Open. And then he like tweeted the other day that he sold out the Garden, although he retired from wrestling in December, and me and Kevin were there for that, but now he's wrestling again. Like, get the foot of you fucking the new version of Terry Funk. Get out of here, Bully
Terry
Ray.
Funk's a legend, dude.
Terry Funk is not a legend.
Oh, come on.
Wow, see, that's ridiculous.
He's a crusty old piece of shit.
That's a ridiculous statement, Matt.
I won't be happy till he's dead in the ground next to fucking Bruno Sammartino.
Bully Ray, I don't really know him, obviously.
Oh, I've never met the guy. But
hey, wait.
I have, though.
We had Bully Ray on the show, and he started coming off as a dick, but then like he fucking mellowed out with us, and he was cool with us through the rest of the show.
And I met him after he did the show. I went up and said, hey, thanks for doing the show. It was great. He's like, oh, I had a great time. He asked what we thought about it. He was a really nice guy.
See, Bully Ray comes off with the facade of being a dick, but like if you get in there and he's okay with you, then he's like, he mellows
out.
Maybe
I'm adding him to my list with fucking Bobby Lashley.
Ooh.
I like them apples.
Which is probably way more attainable.
Yeah, and he'll probably way more beat the shit out of me, so pull the reins back on that, you two. I can see the fucking gears.
Oh, yeah.
I can see the gears moving in the head.
Probably make that happen.
Oh, I could. I'll send a text message right now.
Who are you going to text?
Who?
LaGreca, baby.
Text or send a Facebook message. There's
text.
A difference. Oh.
Oh, look at this
guy. Kevin's a baller over there.
Shoot him a text right now.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell him that fucking Bully Ray call in. We'll open up the Skype lines. Have some words for him. Fucking showing up. Fucking the draw. Sammy Callahan. He's going to rip his head off and shit down his neck at fucking House of Glory.
Ooh.
Tell a friend.
Dems more than fighting words.
We saw this. I wanted to ask about this, too. We saw this promo last night on SummerSlam. Is it me? Did I miss something?
Yes.
Outside of their two WrestleMania matches, and mind you, I didn't watch wrestling
three.
For a while.
Three.
That,
right?
Well, and they had one at like, what, 18 in
Houston? 19.
Yeah. Whatever was in
17?
Houston, right?
19?
I thought it was ever WrestleMania 17, the big one, where Hogan fought.
That's 18.
It wasn't on the Hogan Rock one?
No. Because Undertaker Flair was on that one.
It was 17. It was because 17 was like.
I thought it was 19. Why am I thinking 19?
I'm going to look it up right now.
It is the
Houston
one.
Oh. 19 was in Seattle at Safeco
Field.
So all right,
so what's your question? Why are they fighting?
No, not why are they fighting. Is there do they really have such a
storied past?
No, but Triple H is the fucking boss and Undertaker's retired sort of.
It was 17.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I wasn't
Like is it true? Has Triple H never beat the Undertaker?
Yeah, probably. Shawn Michaels has.
And they fought in other pay-per-views too, by the way.
Bret Hart has a bunch of times. And like, Triple H ain't winning this time either. So
like I just when I think of like feuds in wrestling, like Kevin put something up on our Facebook
page.
Yes, and
Andre
the other
was
day.
Undefeated for 15 years.
Oh, shut the. Can you just
never
let
body
me,
slam?
Can
God,
you let
for
me
someone
speak?
Who's for someone who's wearing a Mickey Mouse T-shirt, you're not very cheerful.
You're shitting on me, saying it's wrestling. It's a story. It's a fucking story, dude. Who cares? Last time ever.
Okay.
You gonna watch it? You're gonna watch it.
One time only, right?
Yeah, listen. That's it.
In the
2 years in a row
list of feuds, I don't put Triple H and Undertaker anywhere in that.
No, I don't.
Agreed.
Like they're not even top 10 for me. Top
they're
20.
Trying to build the match to make it. Seem
I understand what they're trying to do,
They're trying to sell tickets. Is basically
I understand.
What it is. No, but I'm with you, Matt. 100% with you.
I just never saw that as like a major feud.
When you look back in the annals.
I hate this fucking.
What?
No, he's watching Raw.
Oh, you got a little screen.
That's why we're not allowed to have nice things.
That's a good point.
Tony can't. Tony's got ADD. Can't focus.
I agree with you, Matt. Triple H Undertaker doesn't even remotely approach my top 20.
The hottest body
feuds
of them all, and a chin like Jay Leno. What did this poor fucking woman do to deserve that face?
Why?
I don't know.
Becky,
you are so hateful towards
Bailey
people.
Sexy.
Bailey is hot.
She is from the chin down.
So basically, from the knees. No.
In your face.
Never mind. Listen, you can't lob. You can't lob a softball up there.
Holy
like that.
Shit.
No, I'm on record saying that I think Bailey is a smoke show.
Bailey's hot.
So too bad she's.
And then you insensitive pricks, you put a picture of a foot up on my neck.
Are these guys gonna like make out or what?
No,
a little HLA. Maybe we're bringing that back.
Oh God. So Shinsuke does retain against Jeff Hardy, and then that weird thing where Randy Orton's music played and he came out and they turned around.
Does nothing.
Whatever.
That was dumb. The show is SmackDown.
Yes.
Alexa Bliss, Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's title.
Ugh. Matt,
ugh.
Can you do me a favor?
Kevin, KG.
KJG.
I'm not throwing the J.
Star of the Dumbfells podcast.
I should have actually done this myself. Could we get a bell time, bell to bell of how long this match was?
2 minutes, 2 seconds. Oh, well, I'm sure Wikipedia's got it.
I'm going there right now. I got you.
And also keep it up for the main event, too. But anyway, about the match. Oof.
Oofa. What the fuck is that?
It's Ember Moon.
Really?
What are you, a silly?
I thought it was the neon girl.
No, she's on SmackDown.
You racist.
No, it's not racist. She looks like Naomi with a belly.
Come on,
dude. She's got a gut. What are you talking about? Come on,
I think
dude.
Ember Moon's a good-looking girl,
she's
too.
Oh, Jesus.
Fine.
What?
Piece.
I like the chocolate.
Chocolate titties.
Yeah, chocolate milk doesn't come out of the chocolate titties, you fucking slob.
What?
How do you know?
You don't know that.
Really?
Actually, yeah. He's right.
He doesn't know.
He's right.
I've
actually
seen enough porn.
I do know that. He's right.
All right.
What the fuck is this?
It's the Riot Squad. When was the last time you watched Monday Night Raw?
Why is Alexa Bliss in the Riot Squad?
It's Liv Morgan, you dick.
Who? Liv Tyler's in the wrestling now?
All right.
No, it's actually Morgan Freeman.
This is why we're not allowed to watch Raw during the show
or
SmackDown.
I would normally agree with you, but this is the Raw after SummerSlam. Yes. So I thought maybe that there'd be early
nothing that couldn't wait till later for
they,
you to
they
see.
They have it listed as 4 minutes.
Yeah, but I have to go to YouTube and watch it. I don't have the DVR, so I don't have...
You have the network, don't you?
Yeah, but you don't get Raw right away.
No, I'm talking about the... You asked about Ronda Rousey, Alexa Bliss.
That was 7 to 8 minutes ago.
No, it wasn't.
It seemed like it. Then we got on you for not watching Raw in a year.
Oh, so Ember Moon's teaming up with them. Oh, gotcha. Okay, go ahead.
Not gonna lie, this is good podcast material.
Oh my God.
Not gonna lie.
So hot though,
all right, so wait, what was the time for the
4 minutes.
All right, and what was the time while you have it up for
6 minutes and 10 seconds.
So your two main events were 10 minutes.
10 minutes and 10 seconds.
All right, go ahead, Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
What? Ronda Rousey, Alexa Bliss for the women's championship.
What?
I mean, you got off the air. We were talking about, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Stop calling spots. Slow the fuck down. There was some cool shit that she did where she was like, I'm going to teach you how to be a champion. And she's like, I'll give you my back. And she sits down and she's like, I'm waiting. That shit's kind of cool. She's got to slow it down a bit. You got to sell a little bit, you know?
But.
You don't need to be 200 miles an hour,
but
everything you do.
I think they're trying to make her a monster, a la Brock Lesnar
just left, and now we got another one in the women's division.
Well, you have to look at it from a business perspective.
I do like the fact that she had actual tights this time.
She is now your women's champion. They are going into the first women's pay-per-view. Ronda Rousey will be on Good Morning America, ESPN, and every other...
The Dumbfellas podcast.
National show out there. It's good PR. It's a great PR move from the WWE.
Which brings me back to my other point.
I don't agree with her being the champion.
They made Alexa look like a fool.
Because she's green as goose shit.
Yep.
But this is the first time I saw her where I was just like not even remotely blown away.
No, exactly.
I don't think the idea was for her to blow you away. I think the
But she did, though, in her first two matches. Like,
well,
I was...
the first match, she had the Kurt Angle and the McMahons in there who do know their way around a ring.
Yeah, that's true.
Even Stephanie fucking made her look like a
million
bucks.
With Nia Jax, I thought was fucking amazing. No, was it Nia Jax? Yeah. Yeah, it was Nia Jax. I thought it was
because
great.
Because Nia Jax fucking slowed her down.
Yeah, but Nia Jax isn't like a wily vet.
But Nia Jax is 350 pounds, so you know you're going to have to slow things down if you want to make it look believable with her. Like, she just ragged all the... Dude, I seriously thought Alexa Bliss was going to get fucking hurt.
But
dude,
that's...
Like,
that is Alexa Bliss's role. That's what she does.
I understand. It just looked a little rough.
I might actually have to go back and watch this match again.
Yeah, it looked rough, but I'm sure it was done to look that way.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I just think she needed to slow down a bit. She was a little
slow
fucking...
down for what?
To fucking register with the crowd, dude. And stop saying you ready. Dude, at one point she looked at Alexa. She's like, you ready? It's
I think that was part of like her toying with.
She's taunting Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss has been hiding and running from her for 2 months, taking cheap shots at her, bringing out security guards to protect her, from her.
Bringing an Alicia Fox or Nia Jax or this and that to get her back against her so she didn't have to do anything herself. Mickey James.
I wasn't feeling it. I really wasn't feeling
it. Listen, I'm with you. I could take it or leave it, to be honest with you.
Was she really getting that much of a reaction? I didn't feel it. I really didn't.
I think it's more of the fact that she's the first female to hold a UFC championship and a WWE championship.
And her fucking theme music is the shit.
You don't like Bad Reputation?
No, I like Bad Reputation. It's not a wrestling theme. It's just not. Sorry. Especially when you're walking to the ring with your fucking concrete chin and you're trying to be a badass and you're... Like, I would expect Bayley to come out to that. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Coming, pumping her fist, like dancing,
Bad Reputation is not really like a killer.
It's not.
If you're going to present her as a killer, I can see that.
But she's presented as rowdy. She's rowdy Ronda Rousey. She's
sure, but
not,
that's not a
I'm
rowdy
gonna
song.
Fuck you in your skull, Rousey.
Then give her the song they used for Roddy Piper, but give it like an awesome bass drum beat to it.
That's a good idea. Know?
But turn it down a little bit, you know. Like
you
make
turn
it
down a little bit.
Well, turn it down for what?
Can we talk about her makeup and
that
her hair?
That was fucking awful. Her hair's got to go, and the makeup was the shit.
How long?
You know what? It looked fine on Becky Lynch. That smear shit that looked good on her. Becky Lynch was looking fucking roll tight.
Becky
by
Lynch
the way.
Looks great.
Not always. Not with them goggles and the leather and shit. But last night, dude,
That's my Becky Lynch face.
See what I mean? Like, now I'm too far away. It's kind of like.
And I liked how they gave Natty a minute and they let her come out and she wore the Jim Neidhart jacket.
That was cool.
That was cool.
Were you expecting a heel turn at all? Were you trying?
No. You know what? It felt too much. Like there was too much there. Like the Bellas were going to be in the front row and Natty is there. It felt like there was too many variables.
Yeah, it was a lot of dumb
where
shit.
Where it seemed like it would be too obvious if one of them got involved.
Yeah. I agree.
And then I thought it was cool that Ronda shared a moment with Natty and the mics picked it up. And
yeah, because I guess they really are truly close friends behind the curtain.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Here we go. He's going to shit on friendship and real life.
Yes. Why do the women all need to be best friends? What is this horse shit? We're watching a match right now where it's Bayley and Sasha.
It's a tag team match. They're best friends.
No, but everybody's best friends and it's girl power and peace and we love each other. We support each other. Everybody's got a best friend. Who gives a shit?
All right, here's the why. Because women are catty and 1 minute they're best friends and the next minute she's a bitch.
But why do we need the same story on two different wrestling
shows?
It's
not the same story. Well,
yes,
it's just life.
Is.
What's the difference between Becky and Sasha and Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre?
Because they're not best friends. They're business associates.
Why? Because they're dudes?
Yeah.
Fucking misogynistic.
What do you think they're
sexist.
Like making out after the matches? No, that's what the women do.
Ah, all right, that's true.
See what I mean?
That's a good point.
Like, are you dreaming about Dolph and Drew making out tonight? No. Well, a little Sasha.
So you're complaining to figure your own narrative out.
I have pictures to prove it, Kevin. Allegedly.
Jesus.
No, all I'm saying is there's too much friendship on the women's roster.
I want 5 seconds inside your mind.
It's too much friendship, dude. But look, everybody tag team partners, fine. We know they're good brothers and this and that. They don't sit there going, these guys are best friends and they travel together. And no, we really don't.
Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns?
No, we really don't. Because they were the Shield. That's why they get mentioned. They don't mention like...
I can keep throwing out examples. You'll make an excuse for every one of them.
It doesn't matter because this is the same fucking storylines. Like everybody... All the women have to be friends and get
They don't
along.
Have to be friends.
Only for the sake of the greater good. They're friends when they announce a pay-per-view match. They're friends when they announce their entire pay-per-view.
Here's the writing team for the women. Who's friends? Sasha and Bailey are friends? All right, we're going to put them in a team and they're going to high five each other and all we're going to say is that they're best friends and they know each other so well and there's going to be dissension, but then everything's going to be okay cuz they're friends and then they work it out and blah blah blah. Woo.
They're women, dude. It's always complicated.
No, it doesn't have to be, dude. It's wrestling. Wrestling's the simplest form of entertainment there is.
So you basically person you understand you basically B just admitted fight. To the world that you understand women, basically.
No, I understand wrestling, and it's bullshit.
This is like the real-life Mel Gibson from What Women Want.
What, with sugar tits?
Great. Fucking Tony can sugar read tits. Women's
who's
minds.
Who's the Jew and who's got sugar tits? That's all I need to know.
Really?
Mel Gibson!
Clearly.
Fucking retard.
I mean, that is an accurate depiction.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. He doesn't even get the anti-Semitism of the fucking things that he brings up. Come here, sugar tits. Fucking idiot.
All right.
Are we done yet?
No. Dude, we haven't even touched NXT.
I know, and it's fucking 9 o'clock already, dude. I'm fucking
beat. Oh, no.
Beat.
Oh, you don't have work tomorrow.
But somebody else in the house does.
All right, well, don't be so loud.
Really? Yeah, that's right. Don't scream.
Roman Reigns beats Brock Lesnar to win the WWE Universal Championship.
Stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid.
Why?
Stupid. Because after all this time, all it took was a fucking Monday Night Raw distraction for Roman Reigns to fucking win the title. Stupid. Stupid, stupid.
Roman Reigns hit him with like four Superman punches.
Million times stupid.
Two spears.
We've seen that already.
And then Brock Lesnar.
Million times stupid.
Was distracted by
Braun
Strowman.
Million times stupid. You're not going to argue me otherwise.
I'm with Tony.
Million times stupid. F minus in my book.
How?
Dumb.
How did you want him to lose the title?
He should have fucking beat him decisively, definitively, and destroyed him and send fucking.
Oh, I mean, it could have been competitive.
Yeah, he should have fucking beat him. He should have beat him at his own game. He should have found that way to win, and that would have been it. Just like Brock Lesnar took three matches to find a way to beat Goldberg, fucking Roman Reigns should have found that way to finally topple the Giant and beat him. None of this Braun Strowman standing there posing with a briefcase bullshit. None of this distractionary bullshit. All the shit that Paul Heyman cried about when he was going unless, didn't even factor into it. It was Roman Reigns' big moment after chasing him for how many fucking years and how many losses and how many defeats and how he almost fucking had him at the greatest Royal Rumble and he still wound up losing. He should have fucking buried the beast, beat him decisively, definitively, walked out as a champion, had the crowd fucking cheering him. Instead, we got fucking Braun Strowman out there interfering shit, fucking shit up.
Braun Strowman didn't interfere.
No, but yes, he did. He did interfere. He fucked it all up.
No, he...
You make Roman Reigns look like a dickhead that all it took was fucking Braun Strowman standing there for him to beat Brock Lesnar. It was stupid, dude. It was
dumb. Braun Strowman didn't do anything. He stood there.
He stood there. That's what he did. He came out, he made his presence felt, and he fucked it all up.
You know why? You know why they sent him out there?
Why?
Rumor has it that they put him out there so people would think
get these hands.
There would be a cash-in, and they wouldn't leave during the main event. I saw a report
really?
Earlier today. That,
I mean, that makes sense.
That was the reason why Vince sent Braun Strowman out there.
Here we go. The girls are all besties, and they're all hugging and kissing
But they
each
are.
Other.
They're a team. What do you mean?
Why are they hugging
this
each other?
This is why we can't get through a show, because you have ADD.
Just going to my point about fucking all the best friends in women's wrestling.
Listen, they're not hugging. Ember Moon's not hugging Bayley. Because
they lost.
Sasha.
Yeah, but if they're best friends, they'd be okay with that now.
If everyone was best friends, they'd be hugging, and they'd be making out. They should be making out.
Dude,
that'd be
Bailey's
great.
Caressing Sasha's head. Have you?
They seen, are because they're a tag team.
Does Dolph Ziggler caress Drew McIntyre when they lose?
Probably. You tell me.
All right, so you hated.
Fanuc?
You hated the ending. To
I
SummerSlam.
Really hated.
I did too.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
I didn't hate that Roman won.
No, Roman came out of House of Fire. He was beating the shit out of Brock. They should have wound up with a fucking good finish for that match, and they didn't. It was stupid, lazy booking, and they fucked
time,
it all up.
Time of the match is notwithstanding. It just. It felt like a TV show. It
yeah,
felt like
and
a TV
if Roman
taping.
Had Roman Reigns like decimated him in that amount of time, I would have been perfectly fine with it if
like,
it had a good ending.
Like Goldberg did to Brock.
Exactly. Like he came out of House of Fire.
I wanted a competitive match. It's my main event. That's the main event of a pay-per-view.
Yeah, yep. But you're not. You have to remember who's in the ring. This isn't AJ Styles and Samoa Joe.
Oh,
they're
perfectly capable of putting
yeah,
on
exactly.
an amazing match, the two of them. Perfectly
Brock
capable.
Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
Yes, and they've done it.
Yeah. They've put on... they've had a match where it's more of a fight like they had at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they could have. They could have easily pulled out an awesome match.
Brock's leaving. He's going to the UFC. He doesn't want to do anything.
All right, but that, now you're peeling back the onion. I'm talking about what they gave us. I'm not talking about why they gave it to us.
From my opinion, they gave us they gave me exactly what I thought I was going to see.
See, I totally did not.
Yeah, I disagree. Yeah.
I didn't think we were getting anything more than that.
I stick with my grade of a C.
Me too.
I'm leaning towards C-, but I'm going to stick with the C because, like I said, there was enough good in there that I enjoyed, but that main event was...
You can't get the taste out of my mouth where your two most hyped matches are combined for 10 minutes.
Oh.
You just can't.
I don't know.
On the biggest show, and the second biggest show of the year. Can't do it. I don't care how long it is. I don't care if you gave us 30 minutes for Dolph and Seth Rollins. I don't care if AJ and Samoa Joe was... See, if AJ and Samoa Joe didn't end the way it did, I'd be okay with it. If they didn't give... How many non-finishes did they give us on this match, on this pay-per-view?
Two.
That's too many. And one of them is your WWE Championship match. It's too many on a pay-per-view.
Yeah. It was just... It was weird. It was really just weird. What did you give it?
I gave it a B.
Oh, that's right.
I don't have any problems with it.
I said, average show. It's a C. It was an average show.
Yeah.
But it fell below my expectations. I thought, and this is a good segue as anything to get into NXT, is that I thought if any show that followed a takeover that could beat it, it was going to be this show. And to me, it fell 100% short of my expectations for the show.
Yeah.
See, I didn't feel like it would... And maybe it's just from the track record of...
How good NXT is.
Not even that. It's just the stuff like... If you've seen AJ and Shinsuke from New Japan, and if you've seen even AJ and Joe from TNA, you know what they're capable of.
Right.
Joe and AJ gave you an excellent match, and granted, the finish wasn't what anybody wanted, but like the AJ Shinsuke stuff was like real flat.
It didn't work.
The Shinsuke character itself, I hate it. I hate it 100%. I think he's goofy. I think he's stupid.
Yeah,
get them. That stupid thing.
You're right.
It's fucking dumb.
But the fact that him and Jeff Hardy were playing off of each other, making fun of each other, I got a kick out of that.
Look, I didn't have a problem with the match. I just don't like the Shinsuke Nakamura WWE version. But I didn't think this show was going to blow the doors off. I mean,
I did. With Dolph and Rollins, AJ, Joe, I thought we'd get more with Brock and Roman than we did. With Charlotte, Becky, and Carmella, with the former two, Becky and Charlotte carrying the weight, I thought that would be fantastic. I thought, I really had high expectations for Ronda Rousey because her first two performances were fantastic.
What was your favorite match?
Ooh.
Take a second. How about you?
I'd probably have to say the women's three-way match.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I'll probably have to go Miz, Daniel Bryan.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
That was a good, but that would probably be my second favorite match.
Yeah.
I'm thinking New Day Bludgeon Brothers. I really enjoyed that match, man. I'm not even joking.
And
I'm a fan of the Bludgeon Brothers. That's probably why I liked it as much as I did.
I'm turning on their gimmick. I like it. I just don't like the hammer. I don't like the mallets.
And
the
New Day got a fucking huge reaction. Huge.
They're over, man. They're made.
They've been over for years.
Yeah, exactly. They're a made act, which is why that was one of the non-finishes, correct?
Yes.
That was a DQ thing.
But
Bludgeon Brothers should have went over clean on them.
How did... Let me ask you guys this. With the pay-per-view, how do you guys feel about the weird...
hologram gimmick?
The hologram thing.
I thought it was real for the first time I saw it.
Did I miss something?
Did you notice when Finn came out as the demon, above the ring there were red clouds and thunder and lightning?
Like Ghostbusters 2.
I know.
And then when, in the beginning, and they had the... Like they did...
Like AJ Styles' logo was there and the camera flew through it like a football game.
And the physical setup of... When we were at WrestleMania, actually, no, I think that was the Statue of Liberty.
How did I miss this?
But they did like an Empire State Building type thing over the ring.
Yeah. I must have really been chopping shit out in between matches.
But it was all like CGI, like...
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Audio, yeah, AV stuff.
Even while a match was going on, in the corner, you had like AJ Styles logo or something like that. What's Triple H's on Raw?
Yeah, all right, going to talk about fucking super. This match. All right,
please, let's get through NXT. I kind of want to fucking move on. Let's go.
All right.
NXT, tell me about it.
NXT again, another awesome show.
We got Gargano and Ciampa in the main event.
Last man standing.
Okay.
Which apparently it ended early. Tommaso retained. Apparently, Gargano dislocated his knee.
Oh, didn't see that.
What the reports were.
Oh, fuck.
So,
and Gargano was hurt recently too, wasn't he? Didn't he just come back?
No, Ciampa was hurt.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Did the injury happen on the finish when he dove and?
I don't know. I can't pinpoint when the injury happened, but it, from what I read, that they went home early because he hurt himself.
It did. You know what? Now that you mention it, it did seem like they kind of went a little short. But, I mean, at that point, Ciampa was handcuffed, and what else were you going to do?
Right. Awesome. Their feud is amazing. As per Kevin's Facebook conversation the other day that he put up, it's up there with the greatest feuds that stem from a tag team breaking up with the Mega Powers and the Rockers. This is clearly working its way. It almost has like a Raven Tommy Dreamer feel to it.
Yes.
Like Gargano's
A modern day Tommy Dreamer.
Like he's never gonna get the big win.
And he's a guy, and me and Matt talked about this, and we'll get to it, about how like you want to see called up because you want the best for him, but you don't think it'll work on the main roster. I think Gargano deserves to be in NXT.
That's the weird thing about NXT though, like you just don't know.
Yeah. Like a guy like EC3, he should be on the main roster. He fits that role of a main roster. Adam Cole, I don't want to see called up to the main roster.
EC3, all he's got to do is bring his Aunt Dixie. That's fucking money.
All right.
So money. No, I'm not Dixie. Joking.
I know. Look, you're not joking, and you know,
What? He's not wrong.
I don't disagree with him. You're right.
Yeah.
If he had Aunt Dixie as his mouthpiece, oh, that'd be amazing.
But he's such a good talker.
I understand, but that little bit something extra to put him over the top.
It'd be like the Vicky Guerrero 2.0.
But she comes out dressed like a Southern Belle, like she's got the parasol and everything.
See, now you're just making a fantasy in your head about what you're gonna do.
Kev, give me something.
No, listen, I am mad at you, kid.
Two titles change hands. Kairi Sane beat Shayna Baszler.
So she's a tiny little thing.
Yeah, well, it was Shayna had her in the chokehold.
Uh huh.
And Kairi Sane just flat back.
Did the Bret Hart finish basically without, not on the turnbuckle. The Bret Hart Piper thing, but not on the buckle. She got her in the lock, and then Kairi Sane just flipped over and did the pin, the thing. The Bulldog. Yeah, the Piper finish. Yeah, the Piper finish.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was a cool finish. And then Ricochet beat Adam Cole for the NXT North American
Adam Cole lost the NXT.
Did not see that coming, which is making me nervous about him getting called up.
Uh-oh.
I think they took.
I do like that belt.
Unless they're going to flip flop it.
I like that
I
belt.
Think Adam
we'll talk
Cole
about that. That's a conversation for another
is
time.
Is more made for the NXT Championship.
If that's where they're going, no problem at all.
And
no problem.
I know.
Yeah, but Ciampa and Gargano got that tied up. Unless Gargano's hurt, and they got to do something else.
Well, I mean, that seemed to be the. With that feud, you don't know if that was the conclusion of it.
I would think so. I would think that Gargano would have to finally like beat his friend and win the championship.
Maybe not. Maybe sometimes the villain just wins.
Yeah, Al Snow didn't beat Shane Douglas.
That's true. That was very disappointing.
I was too. I was highly disappointed at that.
Velveteen Dream beat EC3.
Good match.
Great match.
Okay.
Velveteen Dream's awesome. Velveteen Dream on the back of his tights. Call me up, Vince.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Airbrush.
Dick.
Fucking awesome.
Dick.
Did you notice the pop for EC3 wasn't... He didn't have a whole lot of reaction. I don't know. Me.
I feel like his...
Because he didn't have Dixie Carter with him.
His character is a little flat, which, in my opinion...
For NXT, I feel like in WWE, which is why I said from the beginning, he shouldn't have gone to NXT. Should have went right to the main roster. Mm-hmm. But he had to probably learn... relearn stuff, basically. Yeah.
Now, they're not calling him Ethan Carter. They're just calling him EC3.
EC3.
Perfect.
Fuck. Man, sign Dixie, for Christ's sakes.
Hey, they can call him Ethan Carter anytime they want to.
I want them to sign Dixie, Kev.
And then I
can
think
you make a phone call?
That's what I'm saying, that if they wanted to bring Dixie in, they could easily call him Ethan Carter III.
Please make that phone call for me.
What? Who?
Call your people.
What people? I don't have people. I have Dave LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg's number.
God,
that's it.
Kevin knows people.
There you go. He's got people.
He's got people.
He
doesn't want to say. He's being modest.
And in my opinion, the second takeover in a row, the Undisputed Era tag match, the best match of the night.
My favorite thing about
They beat Mustache Mountain. fucking me and Kevin had a conversation on the way down here. I think Roderick Strong is better in the tag team role than Bobby Fish is. And I like Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly. I loved Red Dragon. I liked them as the Undisputed Era before they had Roderick join. Roderick Strong's fucking awesome, and I think he fits them so well.
I agree with you 100%. I think Roderick Strong, though, could easily be the same exact way and be your favorite as a single, too. I think Roderick Strong could, any role you give him, he'll hit a home run with. I just don't want Bobby Fish to get left out in the cold at some point, or even, I don't want him to be out of, at some point, you know, like a weird little turn is coming, right?
Do they do that, or does Bobby Fish come back in, slide in, and maybe Roderick goes after the NXT North American Championship?
Yes, and Adam Cole. Then you have all four of them with actual belts. Buddy. Yes, I thought about that 100%.
And Homeboy made his debut. He was in the crowd again, which is really getting fucking old. I hate it.
Who?
Matt Riddle.
Oh, yeah, you hate that gimmick.
I hate the, we're going to introduce people in the crowd. Like, it's just, it's lame, and I just can't, like, every guy they sign, they do it with now, and it happens at every NXT show. I think there's better ways to introduce these guys.
Yeah, but, again, we've had the argument before where they're introducing them, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's their splash. What if Matt Riddle, next takeover, runs in and costs somebody a match or something like that? That's just as effective as if you'd never showed him on the, like, people aren't going to remember that time when, like, oh, Matt Riddle was in the crowd. They're going to remember what he did when he made his debut.
Yeah, but I think you're taking away the surprise, the element surprise. Like, if Matt Riddle ran in at the end of this Last Man Standing match and knocked Johnny Gargano out, you'd be like, holy shit, Matt Riddle's in NXT. Instead of him in his suit with his fucking sandals on, which is hysterical, and his hat. He's awesome. He's so awesome. And then he's just got to stop the bro thing.
No, that went over.
It's like Moose. It reminds me of Moose.
No, it reminds me of Rob Van Dam, dude. Cool as a fucking king.
I love it. I love Matt Riddle. I think he's going to be awesome.
Cool as the other side of the pillow.
Just like something like Keith Lee. If Keith Lee had like attacked like Chris Hero at the last NXT.
But you're going, see, this is why it's like the double-edged sword. It's like a two-sided coin. You're assuming that when Matt Riddle does this, everyone knows who he is. Like, when he makes this run-in, everyone's going to know who he is. Whereas if you tell the audience who he is, they'll know who he is when he does what he does.
Then WWE.com's going to have a little profile on
you
him.
You got to realize, in a WrestleMania crowd, at an NXT show, they know who he is. They know who Keith Lee is. It's not like it's, you know, 3 weeks from now at an NXT house show at Full Sail where he just comes out.
Well, they did with Adam Cole, right? Adam Cole's first appearance was a surprise thing at the end of a match, right? When Bobby Fish and Kyle O'Reilly came up, and then Drew McIntyre.
Yes.
And so, like, that was pretty cool. But everyone, like, Adam Cole was, Matt Riddle is not Adam Cole.
I think Matt Riddle is 100% on that level.
You think he is?
He was a UFC fighter who won 4 in a row and got fired because he was on, because he got popped for drugs, marijuana.
No, like I know.
The juice, and he has been tearing it up on the independent.
Of course, I mean, you're not telling me. I mean,
I think he's on Adam.
Would he get the same reaction Adam Cole got?
Yes, I think so. In front of a.
Would he get the same reaction Samoa Joe got?
No, I don't. I think Samoa Joe is
above Adam Cole.
He's in his own atmosphere. I just feel.
Kevin Owens.
You can't do the same thing with every guy you fucking sign. Bobby Roode's in the crowd. Keith Lee's in the crowd. EC3's in the crowd. Matt Riddle's in the crowd. Just change it up. Like, every NXT TakeOver, we're going to see somebody in the crowd. Ricochet's in the crowd. Come on.
I think it's part of...
Everybody's in the crowd.
I like it. I think it's just part of the presentation of it's making... Like, in every other sporting event, they show dignitaries. They don't tell you that he's signed, unless maybe they do. I could be missing that. They're just saying that they're there. So, like, if I go to a baseball game and, I don't know, like, Don Mattingly, or I don't know, he's the coach of the Marlins or the manager of the Marlins, but, like, say I go to a Yankee game, or I might be reaching with this, but I think you're going to get my point, is that, like, if I go to a basketball game and then, like, LeBron James, he's not drafted, he's in the crowd. Like, it just shows you, like, everyone wants to be here. I'm watching this show. I'm not signed yet, but maybe I'm making my case. It just kind of presents like a real fight feel to it to me. You're not getting it at all. I probably didn't convey that very well. But it's like, if you're the best star that's not signed at WWE, you're in the crowd. They don't say that he's signed, even though I do believe they did say Matt Riddle was signed. They were like,
they're not going to show him if he's not signed.
Yeah, but you're missing my point. They may have said the rich get richer and then show Matt Riddle like he is under contract, but I don't know if they do that for every single guy. So if you just show...
No, I'm pretty sure they say the newest addition to the NXT roster.
They didn't do that with Bobby Roode because Bobby Roode still was shown backstage in vignettes with Regal later on. Bobby Roode was just in the crowd.
Is Bobby Roode still around?
That's a question for another fucking day.
He's feuding with Mojo Rawley on SmackDown.
Oh, fucking wonderful.
That's Bobby Roode wasn't on SummerSlam.
You like that, don't you?
That pisses me off.
The Rousey?
No. Bobby Roode and Mojo Rawley.
She's got the Draws Road Warrior face paint on.
He's got terrible face paint on.
Ridiculous.
Fucks anyway, up. That was NXT TakeOver.
Loved it.
Brooklyn 4 in a nutshell.
Nutshell.
Fat nutshell, Kevin.
Fat nuts.
Fat nutshell.
Fat nuts.
Tony, you have time for a couple notes or are you done?
No. Give me some notes.
It was recently announced that Impact is heading to Mexico for their next set of TV tapings.
Great. Keep them out of the USA, baby.
They'll be there September 13th and 14th, heading into October 14th.
As an aside, I'm sorry. I got to go back to this.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Why the fuck is Seth Rollins wearing two different colored boots now?
Because he's the Kingslayer.
Is he fucking retarded? Seriously, what's the point of having this golden leg?
Maybe he's colorblind.
Is he a fucking pirate now? He needs a fucking peg leg Magoo?
Nah, it's just his gimmick, bro.
Fucking stupid. Absolutely stupid. I'm sorry, continue.
Kevin, what were you pointing at?
I was the little hologram gimmick I think they were doing again.
Oh, really?
I thought so.
So that's very exciting. Your boy Jeff Jarrett has filed a lawsuit against Anthem Sports.
Good.
The parent company of Impact, citing
copyright. If they used his shit without fucking permission, he should sue them.
Copyright and trademark infringement.
Copyright.
Copyright.
So we got that going on. I said The Miz and Mrs. picked up for season 2.
Good.
Chris Jericho tweeted, teased that 2019 is going to be an interesting year for him. 2018 is going to be an interesting year. Hashtag free agent Jericho.
Hashtag
free agent Jericho. So that could be cool.
Oh, Did you hear the latest in the saga of CM Punk and Colt Cabana?
About that he's getting sued?
No, the lawsuit's over, but Colt Cabana pretty much... CM Punk had told, allegedly, Colt Cabana at one point, don't worry about anything. Your legal fees are going to be taken care of.
That's not the latest.
We covered that last week.
Oh, you did?
You listened to the show.
Okay. I didn't listen to the show. How much should I say? Okay, well, here's the latest. Cody made an offer to CM Punk for All In.
Did not do that.
What
happened?
Says, yeah, I mean, I talked to Punk just vaguely. He even said at one point, nobody has asked me, hey, here's how much we'll pay you and here's who you wrestle. Matt Jackson actually made a full offer, a full pitch for his services. I think Punk is focused on the mixed martial art elements of his career.
Yeah, going
great. Yeah, so he was reached out to, and I guess he said no? I don't know. He says, Matt had reached out to Punk and made him a real offer. I think Punk is set on not being part of it. There you go.
Wow, thanks. You are really bringing it to the table.
Well, what else do you want me to say? Matt Jackson made him an offer and he turned it down. That's the news.
All right, fair
enough. All In is next week. There you go.
All In is next week.
Well, there you go. There's another plug. We didn't have fucking enough plugs on the show.
In a new interview, Daniel Bryan said he is 90% plus towards re-signing with the WWE.
Okay. The fucking money's too good and his wife is on a fucking successful TV show. It'd be stupid not to. Right?
Hard to argue that.
Am I wrong?
No, you're just very ornery right now.
Well, I am, because you fucking called me out on goofy shit again.
Well, you're on fucking Facebook right now, dickhead.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook because I'm pissed off at you.
I'm on Facebook because I'm mad at you. You're like a fucking 5-year-old.
You're right, I am.
What'd you do all day? You couldn't do any research? You couldn't find 2 minutes to print some things up?
Oh, go fuck your hand.
Yeah, you go fuck your hand.
I was watching SummerSlam today, so I wouldn't sound like a fool.
You need to do a lot more than watch SummerSlam to not sound like a fool.
Joke's on you, Tony. You are a fool, huh? Fucking retards.
Don't be mad. It's the pre-show.
What else you got, Matt?
Well, he already mentioned Trish and Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, great. Whoop-de-fucking-do.
You're not going to go to Evolution?
Nope.
Why?
Because it's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
Fucking dickhead.
New Japan Pro Wrestling has announced 3 matches.
No, donk, 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 donk.
This is why we can't have nice things.
He's getting ornery. You're right.
He's really ornery. I mean, what do you want to talk about? Huh? What do you want
to
talk about, Dick?
I don't think he wants to talk. I think he wants
no,
to quack.
No, I think he's done. Like, this is it. He just punches
out. I'm looking
out.
For other stuff to bring up.
He has, like a small
oh,
window.
Here's a great headline. Rikishi congratulates Roman Reigns. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Hey, I guess you're a bad man, too. Boom, 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 I used my ass to get ahead, and you're just an ass. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, my fucking God.
Wait, Ronda Rousey plans to elevate Raw Women's title. Yes, every appearance she makes, she's going to hold it over her head.
All right, I'm going to take a picture of Fake Diesel on this trivia
oh,
game again.
Shit.
I got nothing.
It's tough.
I put
it's,
like all this time and effort
tough
into
to
this,
follow that.
Doing this show,
no,
and
listen,
he just
you did
takes
a
massive
job.
Shit on everything that I bring to the table.
I did not. I'm
from,
giving you... I'm
from
giving
the
you...
beforehand with what we were talking about to now, he just doesn't
I'm
care.
Giving,
punched
what?
Out. Couldn't even pretend like
I'm
he watched
news,
NXT
bro.
TakeOver.
Oh, fuck.
No, you're just going on a website and looking up news. You're not prepared. You're just like, I'm going to read whatever headline is here. Then you're just going to stutter and stammer like I do.
After all the goodness that I gave you and my opinions on SummerSlam for an hour and a half... And then you're going to give me shit like this? That's terrible, dude.
No, you're terrible.
No, you're terrible.
You need to do a better
no, you're
job
terrible.
Of preparing for this show.
You're terrible.
You need to bring your A game. You need to find time. I find fucking time.
Well, good for you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it good for me?
You want the spoilers for this week's main event?
No, who watches
yes.
main event?
I
nobody.
Do.
That's
Kurt
the
Hawkins
point.
Kurt Hawkins loses again, Kevin.
Oh,
sorry.
See, now you brought nothing to the table.
That's
you don't watch main event.
I don't. Who watches main? Have we ever? We've never talked about main event.
Maybe we should start because apparently
talked
there were spoilers this week.
We could talk about Impact. I watched Impact this week.
I watched right, Impact.
Have you been watching Impact, Tony?
No.
No, I haven't had time because I'm too good for this podcast. If this was the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, I would have all the information in the world for
all
you.
All right, Jackass. Talk about Impact.
What do you want to know?
Tell me everything.
Impact's firing on all cylinders. Don't hit the button. Don't hit the button. I'm going to fucking reach over there. And smack all
right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to stab you in the neck with that Ronnie Burton guitar pick I gave you.
Who the fuck is Ronnie Burton, and why do you have his guitar pick?
Past
pick?
Former guest of the show.
Oh, that guy?
Jesus Christ.
The guitar man.
Oh, just so you know, Mr. Touchdown won the Shikara Grand Championship 2 weeks ago.
That's your boy, Tony.
That's why Matt's on the show. He
and
does the research.
He is.
Is he booked for next week? Tell me he's booked for
he's
next week.
He's not booked for next week.
I'm booking him for next week.
Go ahead.
Kev, get his number.
Sure.
Kevin's got everybody's number.
He is on social media, too.
I'm going to book him.
Are you? I'm
yeah.
not going to be here next week.
Good. Matt Kalapalapi, whatever his name is.
What?
What's his name?
Mark?
Mark, that's it. Mark Kalapalapi.
All right. Yeah, there we go. Just
way to book a guest.
There you go.
Hey, totally Mark, call name. Me. I know you're listening, pal.
Firing on all cylinders. Maybe you can book Scott Keith again, and you guys can talk about his gay website.
Oh, fuck your hand, dude.
Who else did you book?
Who else did I book? How was your birthday special?
It's okay.
Yeah, well,
what an asshole. Fucking Metal Maniac called. He didn't talk for an hour.
Kevin's favorite guest. You watch your mouth.
In a fucking submarine. Fucking
hey,
worst,
in the town when I was born.
Worst fucking interview ever.
Oh, go fuck. Really? How's Trip Cassidy doing, Matt?
That's my worst interview ever.
Wait, that was really my worst? But worse than Bobby Eaton?
Look, man.
Tony, I was falling asleep. I was here and I was sleeping.
Kevin, come on. You're always on your
the
phone.
The fucking
dude.
Audio was shit.
Well, what do you want, dude? I can't control
what
he's
calling
from.
I want the Metal Maniac to get a better phone. Put down the fucking Flintstones phone and pick up a real one.
Not talk for an hour.
Oh, stop, Kevin. You weren't here for Scotty Riggs. You don't know what talking for hours is like.
Oh, yeah. That's
kind of like this episode tonight.
Yeah, but Scotty Riggs, no offense to the Metal Maniac, is Scotty Riggs.
Kev.
I could talk to Scotty Riggs for an hour.
Kev, 4 hours with Scotty Riggs.
No, it wasn't 4 hours.
Dude, I'm all right. You want me to
I could
up?
Talk to Scotty Riggs for 4 hours.
It was 3 and change, I would say.
All right, here. I'm going to look it up in the archives. You
yeah,
guys
look it up in
do
the archives,
some closing
please.
Plugs while I look this up.
Kevin. Kevin's got a huge comedy show coming up next
Kevin's
Wednesday
got a huge
night.
Penis.
That's
with
a good point.
A guest.
Very good point.
That he got for my birthday bash.
That's
Mr.
Right.
Mark Norman.
Ties
nice.
Will be in West Orange, New Jersey.
Fresh off the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So, very happy to have him. August 29th, Brown Bear Pub, West Orange, New Jersey, 104 Harrison Avenue. It's free, guys. You're getting a Tonight Show comedian for free. Plus Rich McDonald, Jackie Byrne, KP Burke, and myself, Kevin Joseph Garifo. So
there you go, Kevin. I don't know if you... it looks like Tony wrote a fucking book over here.
This is when we used to put the highlights of our interviews. And, Kev, the highlights are fucking 17 paragraphs.
We put fucking highlights of our interviews?
We used to, yeah.
Really?
Are we using that term loosely?
Now, I could click on this, and it might play audio for a second, but I can get the time. So just give me a second if we hear anything.
Boy.
We're only going to hear it in the headphones.
Good.
But I do want you all... Wow, it's only 2.5 hours?
Yeah, eat a dick, asshole. The longest show we ever did here was our first anniversary show.
That's right. All right, that was 4 hours. That was Phil
yeah,
Ray.
That was,
entertaining.
We got a lot of phone calls. Steve the Turtle Wiener called in. It was great.
Wasn't that at Chris Short's house?
No, that was the...
That was the 100th episode.
That
was insulting Steve
show.
Wiener for fucking 3 minutes.
That was a shit show.
That
I
was
got
great.
Fucking ripped that night.
Yeah, no kidding.
Holy free
holies. I got a picture of you and Bonesaw. You look like you were fucking ready to make out the two you were
having. Bonesaw's ready.
Whatever happened to that guy? He was pretty cool.
I think he left the wrestling business to be an adult.
Yep.
Well, I don't blame him.
My name's Tony and I hate everything.
Oh, shut the fuck up, dude.
fucking asshole. Such an asshole.
Hey, Giancarlo, how did you get 50,000 followers on Twitter? Matt, it's only 500.
Oh. Also.
I must be really fucking drunk
that night.
No shit.
Very drunk. That was after doing a show at the apartment.
You
Studio
need to
B.
Drink. You need to drink more often. Yeah, I was listening to that the next morning. I'm waiting for the train. I go, what the fuck happened to him after we left?
You left. You weren't even
No, wait. That was in B? I thought we did
yeah,
A.
That was in B. Oh, we might have done A, and then I might have gone home.
I think so.
I don't know.
I think that was the deal.
A long time ago.
You
I
were
to,
fucking plowed, dude.
That. Yeah, it was rough.
The fucking Amish could have used you to clear a few fields you were that plowed. Holy shit. Fuck up, dude. I'm not a fucking dumb fella. My jokes suck.
You're not a dumb fella. You're not a shining wizard. You're turnbuckle throwbacks.
Dummy.
Throw.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. TBTB for life, kid.
You idiot. God.
All right. Are we fucking done?
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I think we're done.
AIDS. I'm going to die.
You want closing music?
You've once again found a way to ruin the show.
Wow. Really?
No.
I hate you so much.
Nothing from you.
I hate you so much.
No notes, no nothing. Just
I
going
really
on 411
all
mania.
All the fucking genius analysis that I gave you
for three hours. You watch SummerSlam. Congratulations. We do a wrestling podcast where you're supposed to watch the product so you can talk about it.
Titties.
You want to tell me about fucking the Wii stores closing? Who gives a shit?
You have AIDS.
Who gives a flying fuck about your stupid Wii points? Seriously.
He's fat!
Yeah, keep mashing the buttons,
well.
Mashing. Fucking asshole.
Fucking drunk Matt.
Nobody's drunk.
I'm about to.
Frustrated, maybe. What are you going to do? Twitch me? What are you... Oh, under the table? There.
Easy.
Cocksucker. All right, good night, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for, I don't know, something.
We will be back next week. ShiningWizards.com is the website. At Wizards Podcast, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Give us a follow. Buy a shirt. ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. We'll be back next week with a show from Studio A.
Somewhere.
It's not going to be B. I'm working next week.
That's it.
Look at you. Next week on the show, Mark Angel from Chikara.
We don't know that.
Why would you do that?
That's stupid.
He's already booked. I booked him.
No, you didn't book. The only thing you booked is
scheduled to appear.
You need to book a plunger for the fucking the pond in there.
The fucking worst.
Skim that shit off the top.
Fucking
of it.
Worst.
Literal.
Well, I guess we know who's driving home tonight, Kev.
Shit. Yeah, me. Gonna drive right into a fucking tree
after this show.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, after listening to you for the last 20 minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
That's it. Just like that. Good night, everybody.
I had to cut his fucking.
Fast forward 30 years later, WrestleMania 30, right here in the Silverdome.